Right, you ready for the intro then, Greg?
I suppose so.
Here we go.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you come?
I think we're just getting started.
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to episode 468. This is your Overseas Connection, and today it is March 31st, 2018, the day before April 1st, the day before Easter, the day before joking. It's kind of craziness. I don't know if I should be being nice and peaceful and somewhat religious, or vindictive and mean and playing practical jokes. But anyway, both. I digress. Hey, my name is Greg DeLacy, Murphy's Law on Xbox Live, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. And I am one of your hosts today on the Overseas Connection podcast. This is a video game podcast with slightly older participants. Nobody under 18. Yes, Mike, you are over 18 at this point. anyway, we have an interesting cast. I'm going to start with the newest member of our podcast team, just joining us for the first time today, Mr. Mike Chin.
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Mike. Hello. You're on the podcast.
I'm alive.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Are you okay, Mike?
I'm a bit nervous, Greg.
It's okay, Mike. It's okay.
I'm from England, Greg.
That's good. That's a good start.
Sorry to cut you off.
Okay. No, it's okay.
Sorry to cut you off.
Mike Chin
Games. I'm so Mike. Sorry, Greg.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
My debut.
Your debut, inaugural debut. You've committed now to stay with us. Yeah. Moving forward, Hello. You're going to be dedicated to this podcast.
Yes, I am never going to miss a show from now on. Unless you think about rescheduling. But that would never happen, would it? That would never happen.
You know,
I have made a commitment. As long as you keep going on Saturday, Greg, I'm going to be here.
That is fantastic news, Mike. Thank you so much.
I'm with you, man.
Hey, right there. We'll get to that, though. We'll talk about scheduling, Mike. We'll talk about that and your commitment, all of that. Also on the podcast today, Miss Kim Woods.
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy, hi.
Yep.
This is off to a great
The enthusiasm is unbelievable.
We're going to break it. Like, howdy, 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 hi. But no, she just went, yep. Yeah. And
yeah.
Yep.
Kim, thanks for joining the show today.
Sure, anytime.
We'll get you to talk a little bit more.
I didn't think we were at story time yet.
We are not. We're not at story time yet. No. We're approaching quickly.
Exactly.
We can't start story time without introducing the last person on the podcast. Here by absolute. I don't know what Mike's pointing to.
I'm pointing to Mark's head.
Ah, gotcha. On it's like street. A Brady Bunch thing.
Yeah.
Here's the story.
He's down there. Let me just spit on his head. Look at his head. He's just gossling, man. Hang on one sec. No, he's fine.
Mark Wright on the podcast, spinning the discs in the background for us. Mark.
Yes. How Hello, you doing? Greg. Hello, everyone. Yeah, I'm doing very well. Thank you. I'm mechanics
no headache,
on
no
everything. I woke up with one again this morning, but it was more of a thing. I always have a funny headache the day after a migraine, but it's cleared up now. I'm fine now.
Great. Good.
I passed it on to Nicole. Paulus.
All right. Well, let's move on to topics we care about. I'm just kidding. All right. let's dive into it. Story time. Let's talk.
Whoa, Greg.
What?
Back up. I know you've been off for 2 weeks, but you've forgotten the new Twitch followers.
The new Twitch follower is Bobbins.
Yep.
Thanks for following us, Bobbins.
And we've got a birthday.
I suppose I should do all of the other bits and bobs, too. So, hey, if you're listening to this for tonight and tonight only, we are on at 3 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. on the East Coast, and 11 p.m. in the UK on Saturdays for today and today only. Because Mike Chin has decided to join the podcast, unless we should change our date, we are officially going to change our date.
What was it?
So, starting next week, we are going to move the podcast to Sundays.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Sundays, 9 p.m. on the UK.
Greg?
Mike, I'm sorry, Mike.
I rang you this week and said, look, Greg, I'm going to be on every Saturday. I'm sorry. Oh, God. It's like school again. No. And I said to you, I'm going to be there every Saturday for you because I've let you down. And I used to be on this show and I felt like a part of me was missing in there. And now you tell me this, Greg.
What can I say, Mike? What can I say?
Pretty dick in your mouth.
I don't know where that's from, Mark. Never had penis in my mouth, and that's what I said to the judge.
Amsterdam is calling.
Yes. So you're rescheduling, Greg?
Yeah, no, so we are. You know, originally, in fairness, Mike, we actually had not gone to Sundays because I was trying to be considerate of you.
Now he just says, fuck you.
It was the finger for most of the year. So at this point, we're going to move to Sundays. It just works better for everybody's schedule, mine most of all, which is really the most important schedule. Let's face it.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. No, it's just it makes it easier. We can have a full Saturday to do family stuff.
Well, as long as we're not on the same time, Greg. So what time are you going to start the show?
That could be problematic. Get out the way, bitch.
I know Stu started this fucking rivalry, right? You ain't helping. Because you know what's going to happen now, Greg? He's going to have a fucking field day with this shit. And go, I'm going to have to listen to this every week, right, for the next, like, 6 months. Wow, if you want to, guys,
whatever.
We have a
you guys you know? used to record on Mondays back in the 035 days, and then you just moved.
That was 8 years ago.
Whatever. I'm just saying. I remembered it. I remembered it.
But in all fairness, Sunday, I don't know how you've done it for so long on a Saturday night, to be honest. Sundays.
See, the best part is, I think 2 weeks ago, it was being brought up, and you guys were talking about the time zone changes and how it was nice recording a little bit earlier.
Doing earlier, yeah.
And you guys were like, you know, we always record at this time, and maybe we can start recording it a little bit earlier or a different day, and I started thinking to myself, why the fuck do we record on Saturdays?
Why do we record on Saturdays? Right, if you recall, Greg, when you changed from Tuesdays, when you kicked Mike out, and you went to Fridays.
Mike left. Yeah. Mike was doing his thing, and he's like, I can't commit to Tuesdays anymore because I'm a big boy, I've got a job.
Well, when you went to Fridays, but what you didn't tell everybody was that was during your working day, so you were podcasting while working, and then you thought, I better cover all bases here and move it to Saturday.
Yeah, I thought I could swing the Friday thing, and then it just so happens work got really busy, so that became less of an option. So,
and now you're hooked on margaritas and daiquiris for Saturday afternoon, so it's now gone to Sundays.
Well, it's not so much because I can, let's face it, I can drink any day of the week. That's really not a what really it is that Saturdays there's an opportunity to go out and do stuff and drink, even, you know, yard work, whatever. But Sundays pretty much are the winding down day. It's you're dealing with your hangover, you maybe watch a little football on the television, and then you're tuning into The Walking Dead or something. So that's pretty much Sunday. So that pretty much sums up why we're going to move to Sundays.
Yeah. No, I think in all seriousness, Greg, I don't really give a fuck, to be honest. I would rather the show continue than it not. And if it's Sunday against one of the most popular broadcast podcasts at the time, the Veteran Gamers podcast.
Boss Wave is on Sundays? What?
No, Boss Wave. No.
Major Nelson?
Nope.
Yep, no.
You're doing a joke. I see. It's a
Game Sentence?
Yeah. Oh, no, it's Entertainer, isn't it?
You're still doing it. You know, like, we know what the joke is. You're just going with it.
You know, best part, I think we're going to start at 8:58.
Yeah. Well, we're going to start at 8:56.
And it means we won't be hosting you anymore.
What's going to be interesting is we're going to find out who the real fans are.
It's true. It's true.
Or they're just going to use a multi-twitch and just watch us both at the same time.
Yeah, because that's a good point, actually. Because
dual streaming,
we have a lot of shared followers, don't we? Like Soul Brother and Baron von Glow and that. So yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Some of who are in the chat now.
Right now,
maybe
yeah.
I should shout them out. Yeah. Martin, RCGC, Wagwan. Baron Van Glower, you know which size you should go for. Mark Annex, whoever that is. And so hello to the seven people on the Twitch stream. I don't know, anyone's on YouTube there, Mark? Is any on YouTube?
Let me have a quick look.
What about that popular streaming service Mixer? That everybody gives
zero. There's seven viewers are all on Twitch.
Oh, I'll tell you what, Greg, the amount of times I walk down the street and people go, that Mixer. You know what I mean? Oh, God. Everywhere. Hey, I can't.
Don't mix really good. No,
oh,
it's yeah. good.
Oh, I know it's good. I know it's all good. Right. But I was talking to a chap and he's into PUBG and everything. And he was like, oh, yeah, you've got to get on Mixer if you want to stream. And I went, okay.
Right.
Good luck with that. All right. I wish you the best, my friend. Didn't work out for him. And, right. Yeah. But anyway,
it doesn't really work out for most streamers. Most streamers don't make a lot of money, contrary to popular belief.
No. If you're in it for money, then you're going to be very, very poor.
Right. There's a few that actually make a decent living. The vast majority, especially game Twitch streamers, they don't.
We can't all be like Duke and make... Cause, you know, I know Duke's like all this like hippie stuff and he pretends that he buys his charity clothes, but really, he's minted, absolutely minted. And any chance he gets, he just shows off his money any chance he can get, and it's just really annoying. And you know, it's just that kind of guy. Really, I'm humble, you know.
Yes, you're totally humble.
Mm-hmm, yes, mm-hmm. Indeed.
All right, so official, like no backsies, no takey backs. That's what's happening. So next week, folks, if you are listening to this now, whether it be live and or if you're listening to the audio, if you want to tune in to the show, it will be on Sunday at, I got to do the math now. Well, actually, just 9 p.m. UK. We're actually going to make the UK a priority, by the way. Yeah. So it will always start, regardless of time zone changes, at 9 p.m. in the UK, and then it will adjust for the rest of the world. So if you live in Guam, good luck. Actually, if you live in Guam, good luck, period. I'm just throwing that out there. Anyway, so that's a little bit of the...
There's a guy listening in Guam going, thanks, man. Jeez,
have we any birthdays this week, Greg?
I'm sorry?
Have we any birthdays this week?
I think we do. We have actually one birthday coming up. It's Brian Hamilton, Rain God Zippo.
I've met Brian in the flesh.
I thought we might have a birthday song.
Oh, apparently, sorry, we do, yeah.
That was nice. Very nice. Happy birthday, Brian. You can follow us on twitch.tv/OC podcast, on mixer.com/OC podcast, because Mike, that is a thing. We also are on the YouTubes, but that's youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast, because we couldn't do OC podcast for some reason.
No.
I don't know why.
No, we'll never.
Couldn't be bothered.
Bastards.
Fuck them. And of course you can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher, I think we need to try for iHeartRadio. I heard they're taking podcasts.
We're also on that thing now, what Alexa uses, whatever that is. What was it? Robin asked me to put it on, and I keep asking him, are we on there yet? And he went, don't know, I've never checked. TuneIn Radio. Yeah, that's it.
Oh. Okay. Right.
TuneIn Radio. Gotcha. Mm. Alexa, shut the TV off.
Yeah.
You're welcome, whoever that just turned your TV off.
Alexa, all right. Read all private emails.
That's it. Mike, I think it's time we transition out of the fun stuff, and Mark is going to play a little jingle right now.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
So, Mike.
Hey.
Being our guest, because Hello. You are, I mean, see, this is the tough part, Mike. You're like old school podcast, OC podcast. You were with us from the back of the day, Christopher Matthews,
yep.
Rich, the whole nine yards, and then you left us. So now you're a guest, but right. That means you get to go first.
You changed it to Fridays. I'm not, it's semantics, you know, we're friends. But.
Right. I know. You're going to bring this up when we see one another, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. We're going to meet this year, Greg, in the flesh.
I know. Yes.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm very much I'm excited to meet Tara.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. I suppose, do we talk about life or stories and stuff?
Yeah, this is like
for people that don't know, I'm getting married this year to the beautiful Tahara. And we've rushed into it. We've only been together 14 years, and we've decided to just go for it, you know. And I've managed to convince her to meet Greg on my honeymoon, which is very nice. But she's great, so we're doing the Route One thing, and Greg's been helping out. And so this year we're going to go over to San Francisco and meet Greg and his lovely wife and his lovely son, and we're looking forward to it, and we can't wait. I'm absolutely buzzing about it. I cannot wait for it, Greg, to meet you, just to give you a good old big manly hug, just making sure that the penises don't touch.
I'm gonna kiss you for the record.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Yeah. No, I've been kissed by a man many times.
Not on the lips, but yeah.
So that's what, you know, and I suppose that's like a big thing. People say getting married is quite stressful, but I don't find it too difficult yet. But it's all right. I don't know. It's just money. That's the thing.
Right.
People go, you get married, and the little dollar signs just come up in their eyes like this, and they go, good. We'll add zeros onto the amount, and it is very expensive to get married. But you know, you don't have to do all the mad stuff, you know.
Right. But oftentimes, you know, you talk about marriage, and you're like, oh, you know, you're going to be able to save money because you're going to be living together. But you guys are kind of already doing that. So.
Yeah. We're doing all that. I suppose what I didn't realize about getting married is how happy it makes everybody else. But if it makes everybody else so happy, then they should pay for it, really, shouldn't they? Right. You know, but they're not. Don't worry, they're not. Oh. But no, it's good. It's good, and we've you know, venues sorted, suits are sorted, stag do sorted, honeymoon's getting there, pretty much there. What else? Flowers. You know,
flowers are expensive, man.
So expensive. You know, it's good. It's good. It's just. Got to crack on, really, and get it done. Yeah, it's about time.
Mike,
really, isn't it, Greg?
I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm going to. See, I actually was the one that announced your engagement, I think a year and a half beforehand, but
probably about 3 years beforehand. I think you did. No, you did announce it, and everybody believed you at one point.
I did my best. I was really, you know, look, I knew it was going to happen.
Yeah,
you knew it was going to happen.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah,
why not just do it? Come on.
Yeah, so, I know. No, it's fine. Going off marriage, because, you know, after a while it gets a bit, marriage. I have watched a movie tonight, Greg, that I would like to discuss. And, you know, I'm pretty hip and happening, and I always keep up with the, you know, what's cool and new. So I watched the first Avengers film, finally. And,
that's good.
I don't like my stance on superhero movies. I think they're a bit dumb. If I'm honest, right? I think people assume that I like them because, you know, I'm a bit of a nerd. I like video games and stuff.
Question, which movies had you seen beforehand? Movies?
I've watched Captain America, Thor, Guardians of the Galaxy, and Deadpool. And there it is. It's on the screen. Well done, Mark. And Yeah. How do you do that, Mark? That's amazing that you got what I'm talking about on the screen. It's brilliant.
I'm just a massive fan of Duke.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I watched the first Avengers, and you know, I don't really like superheroes. I feel like they're a bit sort of played out, really. But because they're so massive now, I feel like I want to sort of get through them. And that's how I did Lord of the Rings, to be honest. I wasn't into Lord of the Rings when it came out, and then everybody keeps on referencing it and everything, and you don't get the joke. You feel like you're out the band kind of thing. So, yeah, I watched it, and the only thing I thought it was all right. I thought Captain America was crap, the first one. I thought Thor was boring. I didn't hate Guardians of the Galaxy. Sorry, Kim. I didn't hate Guardians of the Galaxy. But I didn't think it was, because people hyped it up a lot, saying,
right.
And I'm like, it was all right. It was fine. Like, it wasn't like the best movie I've ever seen. Deadpool was by far the best movie I'd seen that year, I think, rather than any superhero movie, because it's funny.
It is a superhero movie, for the record.
Have you seen the trailer for the new one?
Yeah, I've seen the new one. Yeah, Terry Crews in it, and Terry Crews can't do anything wrong in my eyes.
No,
and I was a bit like Avengers, and even when I said it to Tara, I need to watch the Avengers, and she was like, okay, you know, like we were both like, and I liked it. I thought it was all right, but I really liked the special effects more than anything, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think that's my favorite thing about it. You know, it's not. I don't really like all the, because every time somebody meets, they just fight. In the Avengers, like they're just like, oh, I'm Thor. Okay, nice to meet you. I'm Captain America. Let's fight. And you're like, okay.
So real quickly, one, that's the perfect back in the box quote from Mike Chen, veteran gamers. Yeah. The Avengers, I liked it. It was quite all right.
It was all right.
Bam. That is all right.
Yeah.
Have you seen Thor Ragnarok?
No, I'm trying to. There's a list online of like the order to watch them.
Right. Now that you've seen The Avengers, I think you need to see Thor Ragnarok.
Well, Thor Ragnarok is like...
Well, no, he'll need to see the second Avengers film first. Because he'll understand why Hulk is a...
He's not... Yeah, but I mean, it's all dumb anyway, Mark, isn't it? You know, it's like a big green monster on some planet. But like I think I can follow it, Mark. You know what I mean? I don't think it's a tough narrative. But there's an order, isn't there? So there's Iron Man 3, and then there's, what's after that? Oh, Thor 2, and then there's the next Avengers, and then there's like Ant-Man and da-da-da. So I'm trying to watch them in some sort of order, but...
I didn't find Thor 2 all that good. That's why I was saying just skip to Ragnarok.
The third one's good. There's a lot of humour in the third one.
Yeah, and he cuts his hair. And he is to die for, I have to say.
Oh, you compare someone to him. So.
Oh. That's all we hear all day long, Mike, in the WhatsApp chats from Kim.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Thor this and Thor that.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying?
Thor.
And I wouldn't chuck Mr. Evans out of bed, eh? But if, it's good. It was all right. It was better than I thought it would be, the Avengers. Mm. But I've watched more videos about the special effects of the Avengers. Even before I watched it, because I was just fascinated with how they did it. You know, I find that the special effects really interesting. So, I don't know. It was all right. It was an all right movie. But apart from that, life-wise, I don't really have much going on. The bath was leaking. Sorted that. Called a man. Didn't fix it. My brother is a new listener to this show, by the way.
Oh, to this show as well as yours?
To this show. Because my brother...
Welcome, Gingerballs.
Yeah, my brother started listening to the Veteran Gamers. He listened a few years ago, but he sort of, my brother bounces from fad to fad. You never know what he's going to be doing next. And he even I know that I've angered him just saying that. He's like, no, I'm not, but trust me, you're not. But he's really sort of started listening to the show, getting engaged with the show. He started doing quizzes and stuff, and he listens to the Overseas Connection as well. So,
He probably listens to us to escape you, so he doesn't have to hear you.
And he loves Mark, and he loves Kim, and he loves Mark, he loves Kim, he loves Nicole, and he loves... Well, and you're there, Greg, as well, so that's nice. No, I'm joking. No, he likes it. He likes it. It's good. So, you know, just know that you're talking to another chin out there.
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. I am more than okay with that.
And the other thing I've got going on in my life...
To the show.
The other thing I've got going on in my life is
Really wasn't supposed to be an all about Mike segment.
No, Greg, you're getting asking this now.
And I'll probably never fucking go on again this show because your schedule right. changed, right? So this is like an end of an era, Greg. Right?
I think we need to taps some taps music. You know, the 21 gun salute for Mike.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but my neighbor said to me, "Hey, have you bought an organ?" This is true, right?
Have you bought an organ?
What kind of organ?
Don't. She says, I'm hearing funny sounds from your house, right? Have you bought an organ? Kim, don't you laugh at that.
Sorry.
Right. And have you bought an organ? And I said, no, I haven't bought an organ. It's Tara. Right? Right? I haven't told you right. what it is yet. Kim, don't no, you just, stop thinking. I know what's in your it. Head. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I bought her a saxophone. For Christmas, you see, an alto saxophone, and right. That's it. Oh, she's in the room. Hey, look, you can hear her playing. Oh, she stopped very suddenly. Mark, could you play it again? I'm not sure. Can you, Tara? Can you? There she is. Yeah. She only knows a part of a Eurovision song from Sweden. But yes, so she started playing that, and I'm very. She put it this way: I'm very aware of when she practices, but she's been getting lessons and everything. I'm really proud of her. She's been getting lessons, and right. she's getting better. She's getting better. She's been sticking to it. I'm impressed because that thing wasn't cheap. So I was like, if you don't learn, I'm going to learn it. So yeah, no, it's really good. But that's about it, really. So that's Mike up to date. Greg, Mark and Kim. That's
all right.
That's all I need to say. Good night.
Well, since Mike took up time of the entire segment, we do need to move on. So whatever has gone schedule? On with you two, I'm sorry.
Just do it in a sentence. Kim, have you got a thing?
No, that's all.
Okay, Mark.
Wait, no, hold on.
4-day weekend. Woohoo, move on.
4-day weekend. Boom.
Kim, let's talk about the snow.
Yeah, it's supposed to snow here tomorrow. I'm not happy about it. It's spring, goddammit. There should be no snow.
To snow here as well. Monday.
Yeah, Monday. Yeah, the fuck of snow.
Yeah,
it's freaking April,
you
man.
Want to hear something? You want to hear something?
Yeah, you're fucking baking hot.
80 degrees outside right now.
Fuck you.
You know, Greg, when I'm there, I'll be like, 80 degrees, motherfucker. You know, I'll be doing it with you. But no, it's you know.
Yeah, snowing 31 degrees tomorrow. I'm not looking forward to it. And I just shut my heat off, so you know, I'm gonna turn that shit back on. So. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Snow. No. That's never fun. Mark, anything you want to discuss?
No, just 4-day weekend. Woohoo. But you've got some very important news about one of our colleagues, haven't you?
Yeah. No. So not only are we apparently losing Mike after his triumphant return, gone from the show, we are really saddened to also say that one of our brethren, Canadian friends...
I'll turn your camera off, Mike.
Our Canadian, you know, the man with the mostest, he has fallen. Not really. He just doesn't want to be on the podcast anymore because life is getting in the way. He's dedicated his life to PUBG and nothing else but... and he is so serious about PUBG that he doesn't want to even chat about it anymore. He can't take the outside distractions. So Fraser Moores has literally cut himself off from society so he can focus on PUBG. And so today.
Don't, Mark. You'll make me cry. Quite camp tonight, aren't I, Kim? Don't you think? What is he really quit?
Yeah, he really quit? Well, he's quit social media and everything.
Everything.
Has he?
Yeah. He's basically said, look, I have too much work going on right now. Nothing against everybody. I love all the different chat rooms. Everybody's great. I was actually shocked to see that he literally took himself out of all of the WhatsApp chats.
Even the PUBG PC one.
PC one, which I thought for sure he
has
would
he
not
really?
Leave.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is how much I pay attention to group chat. I'm a nightmare for it.
But yeah, so Fraser is just kind of taking a step back. And we kind of knew he was getting more and more involved with family and stuff. And he's got his curling going on and then the hair treatment stuff going on. And there's also potential sex change down the road. So, I mean, there's a lot on his plate. So we are fully supportive of him and his life choices. And whichever way he wants to swing, Fraser, we are behind you 100%. So we will miss him for just today. And no, he's always welcome to come back on the show whenever he wants. But no, he really is just taking a step back. And he sent a very nice message to me. He also sent one to the podcast team, which Mike never read. That's okay. And he basically just said, you know, hey, I just need to take a step back. I've got stuff going on that's just beyond my control right now that I just need to focus in on work and life. And so, yeah, go for it.
And like Mike, he knows that there's always a seat for him if he ever wants to come on as a guest now and again.
Yep.
As long as it doesn't clash with another podcast at the same time.
Right. So that means exactly. We're trying to fill two different spots on the show now. Anyway.
He's dropping like flies. It's terrible.
I know. They're dropping like flies. It's all part of my master plan.
Yeah, Greg's taking naked auditions for the next host. You have to be female between the ages of 18 and 25.
Yeah, let's talk about that mistake. Remind me never to post a poll on Facebook and allow people to edit the post. I don't know how I made that mistake, but it would not let me go back in and close the edits, so I couldn't shut it off. So the asking the listeners to give us feedback on when another time change might, you know, what other time might be good, was a very bad decision on my part.
Yeah, it's very scary that Greg podcasting naked came out on top.
You're welcome.
Yeah. anyway, so that's what's really going on. One movie to talk about. On my flight back from New York, I watched a movie called The Last Flag, I believe it was called. Steve Carell, Bryan Cranston, and Lawrence Fishburne. And surprisingly, it's got some lighthearted bits to it. It's a very deep topic. I don't want to give too much away on it, but it is...
The Last Flag Flying.
Excuse me, yes. Anyway, quite good.
6.9 on IMDb.
Yeah, that's probably crap, but still. I enjoyed it. It was a pleasant surprise because I hadn't even heard about the movie, and so...
No.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some games with benefits.
Yeah.
It's game time.
Day I feel like playing computer games.
It's game time.
Mark with the remixes. Look at him. Look at him.
He's good. He's good. Again, we have told him to just mimic everything Duke does. So I'm sure soon enough we're going to hear some Simpsons references.
It's not the only thing you mimic on the Veteran Gamers, is it? Hi.
All right, you games with benefits. Suck. Games with benefits. Let's just turn his camera off.
I have a picture of the Veteran Garage for the audio listeners, and I keep holding it up for comic effects.
All right, games with benefits. What is this exactly? This is when we are going to talk about some of the quote unquote free games, the games that we get for being paid services with Xbox Live or PSN. Or, for that fact, Twitch Prime. And so, basically, every month we'll pick a few games, one from each of the free offerings, and we play them. We'll talk about them and kind of give our thoughts on those games and hopefully give some good advice to those that might want to potentially play some of these games. So, Mike...
So the idea is to sort of like we're all playing the same games together. Is that roughly...
Yes.
So it's all going... Right, okay. Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah.
Now, Mike, I know you've played one of these games. So on Xbox One, we picked Superhot.
Yes.
On the PS4, we picked Ratchet and Clank.
No.
I don't know if you played Ratchet and Clank, but I believe you have played Superhot.
I have played Superhot, yes. Yes, I played it on the PUC, the PC. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's good. That's a great game. Do we just talk about it now?
Should. We should talk about it now.
Yeah,
so,
no. Go for it. Go for it, Greg. Sorry.
No. I was just curious. Kim, have you played Superhot?
Yes.
Excellent. And Mark?
Yeah, I'm about three quarters of the way through. It's brilliant. I love it.
All right. So, I mean, those not familiar with Superhot, it is basically a game that it's a first-person shooter-like game where every time you move, time moves. And so the object, obviously, is to kill, clear out the level, kill everybody coming at you. And it's done in a how would you describe that that artistic form? I mean, it's not pixelated, but it's
like shell-shaded, polygonal shell-shadedness.
It's what's on the screen. That's what just look said. At the screen. Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody's silhouetted. Maybe that's kind of the better way to put it. Silhouetted-ish. Yeah. Right. Anyway, it's a very unique look, and it looks very simple, on the surface level as you're playing it, because it feels like it should be super easy. Mm-hmm. But it becomes quite challenging as you get further into the more levels, because they start adding in additional enemy types, different types of challenges for you to try and figure out. And it's basically a puzzle game more than anything. It's not really a shooter. It's more of a puzzle game at the end of the day. I'm quite smitten with it. I've really enjoyed playing it.
It's been a while since I've played it, but it's kind of a hard game to sort of pin down on genre. It's like it sort of breaks everything. You kind of like it's a bit of a first person, but it's not. It's a puzzle game, but it's like Super Meat Boy, but it's kind of it looks like it's like all over the place. And it's genuinely a game that I play and I go, I haven't played anything like it ever. It's something that you just play and go, this I've never done this before in a video game. Mm-hmm. Which is very rare, I feel like, and it's one of the very rare games that I actually want to play in VR. And I fucking hate VR. I think it's overrated mess, but the VR version is meant to be amazing. You could tell, you know, as soon as somebody right. said to you Super Hot VR, and you're like, yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to do that. But yeah, I was talking about
the mechanics of the game fit perfectly with VR.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's amazing. And, just chopping a bullet in half with a sword and just grabbing a gun. You feel like John Wick in slow motion. That's pretty much right. What the game is. Mm-hmm. And who doesn't want to be Keanu Reeves, another dreamboat? And, you just feel great. It's one of those games that you feel brilliant in the execution. And I feel when any game nails that, when you feel like a badass, you're on for a winner, and that's what Superhot does. That's why I love it.
Yeah, can't disagree with that. Kim, have you enjoyed your time with it?
You know, I went into it not really knowing what to think, but I thought, you know what? It's the game's benefits. I'll give it a shot. I don't know. I played four or five levels so far, and I really like it. I'm kind of surprised at it, but it was not what I was expecting for sure. But I like it.
What were you expecting, Kim?
Well, you know, they said first-person shooter, so I'm thinking typical first-person shooter, and it's not really so much that. No. Exactly. No. So, yeah, I was pleasantly surprised, so I'll have to get a few more levels under my belt and see how much further I can go, but I'm enjoying it so far.
Yeah, so. I do think puzzle, it is more of a puzzler. It is all about figuring out how to make your way through that level to clear it. And the shooting aspect of it is actually pretty easy.
Yep.
Which
is nice for me.
Yeah. and technically time doesn't stop. I really should point this out. I found that out the hard way. Mm-hmm. Cause I decided to put the controller down and go grab myself a drink and came back and I died.
Whoops. Just pause it like a normal person.
Right. Well, for some reason, I thought time was paused when you weren't moving, but time has just slowed down considerably.
Mm-hmm. Very, very slow.
Exactly.
Down. Right. Mark, have you got on with Superhot as well? I believe you were talking about it last week. So.
Yeah. What I like about it is it's got that Trials Fusion type thing, so if you mess up, you can press a button and instant restart again. The enemies spawn in the same place, but they do different things depending on where you go. But you can sort of like learn from your mistakes and learn the level. Mm-hmm. And some of them you need to do that, because there was one which took me a while to do, one with a pool table at the bar. Took me a while to figure out. But when you do it, you think, yes, and it's quite a nice sense of achievement when you actually do complete the level and you get mm-hmm. the super hot voice going off. But yeah, it's really good. I like it. I'm going to try finish it for next week before we pick a new game for our new freebies.
All right. Excellent. Well, let's shift gears. PlayStation 4, Ratchet and Clank. I have heard nothing but good things about this game.
It's brilliant.
It came out, I believe, just after the movie came out, and so it uses a lot of bits from the movie, the Ratchet and Clank movie, but I've heard like across the board that everybody says the game is better than the movie.
Yeah.
So...
I don't think you need to see the movie once you play the game. It basically is a movie, but in a playable form.
Okay. All right. And Kim, you and Mark both playing Ratchet and Clank?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, that's one of them. I'm playing with my little nephew, Tony. And we started it, and we started Never Alone right about the same time. And he would much rather play Ratchet and Clank at the moment than Never Alone. So we've been breezing through it. So, yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm actually looking at, you know, maybe down the road, seeing if I'm playing some more of them. Because isn't there more, right?
Yeah, well, there's a few on PS3. Whether you can... get them on PS4, I don't know, to be honest. You might better get them from that PS Now backward compatible list, but yeah.
Yeah, no, for sure you can there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are quite a few Ratchet & Clank games, so. But I think this is by far the best-looking mm-hmm. Ratchet & Clank game that's come out so far, and, I mean, again, people, they rate this very highly, so.
Well,
I can see why.
Yeah, from a technical point, the game is super smooth. It runs at steady, rock solid, I think it's 60 frames a second. Looks gorgeous with the cartoon and graphics. Gameplay is brilliant. The weapons are hilarious in it. And it's just a super fun game.
Right, and this was Insomniac, correct?
Yeah.
Yep.
The guys who did Sunset Overdrive.
Them at their heyday.
Yep.
So, all right. There is one other game from Games with Benefits that we can talk about real quickly, and that's actually on my playlist. But I started playing Shadow Tactics, which is a Twitch Prime game. So this is a game that it had caught my eye back when it came out. It came out onto console as well, and I was very interested because it was touted as being XCOM-like. And I thought, well, XCOM. I loved XCOM.
I know what this game is. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
So, fast forward to some disappointment. it looks good. It's serviceable in terms of its graphics and its execution is decent. But I found it kind of simplistic. And I'm going to give it a further playthrough. But more or less, instead of in XCOM where you've got your squad and you're kind of moving them through in turns, if you will. Here, you're just kind of constantly going, but it's not really turn-based per se. You just pick your travel points using a cursor and you kind of map out where you're going to go, and then time moves forward as you move, and then you move again, and time keeps kind of going as you're moving through. The aesthetic, the whole genre of being, feudal Japan, you're basically kind of a ninja trying to make your way through, encampments and taking out people as an assassin. It's got the makings of being a really cool game, but for whatever reason, I just don't find the gameplay that compelling. Not like I do with XCOM 2 or Wasteland, for that fact. Wasteland 2 I found, to be a really fun, engaging game. This just isn't doing it for me, and I don't know if it's because it's so kind of drawn back, you're very much in that isometric view, but really pulled back far, as opposed to being more up close to the action like you are, say, in XCOM. It hasn't wowed me yet. I will definitely keep giving it a shot.
Do ninjas do it for you, though, Greg? Because I know you like your mechs. Sci-fi and
Mark of the Ninja. I love that game.
Ooh, so, did you see that message I sent you, Mike, on Twitter? Mark of the Ninja's getting remastered. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that on? Because I know it's coming out for the Switch. Is that separate? Is it coming out for the Xbox One?
I don't know yet.
I think so.
Oh, it is.
Don't quote me. Yeah. I think so.
Why would you?
I've quoted you now, Kim. Sorry. Yeah, no, I mean, because I don't think it's backwards compatible on the Xbox One, so that would make sense, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it's a great game. It's like...
It is a good game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, so Shadow Tactics, yeah, it's okay. It's not wowing me. I will definitely give it some further playthrough, and I'll report back maybe next week and let you know what I think.
Yeah.
Man. So, that being said, hey, Kim.
Hey, yeah.
Why don't we just run through real quickly what the monthly freebies are? Well, we have the upcoming April monthly freebies.
Yeah, April ones are announced now, so we can go with them.
Alrighty. Our April freebies for Xbox One are The Witness, available April 1st through April 30th. We have Assassin's Creed Syndicate, available April 16th to May 15th. We have our the 360, which is also backwards compatible. We have Cars 2, the video game. I'm sure Anthony will be tickled over that one. And we have Dead Space 2. It's frightening. All right, and on our PlayStation Plus. So have these been updated yet or not?
Yep, we have done these. Yes. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it says March, doesn't it? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah,
Epic that fail.
Threw me off, but yeah, they have been. For PlayStation 4, we have Mad Max and Trackmania Turbo. For the PlayStation 3, we have In Space We Brawl and Toy Home, which sounds like a ripoff of Toy Story, but whatever. And we have for the Vita, we have 99 Vitas and the Qbert Rebooted, which is for the PlayStation 3 and the PlayStation 4.
And the Vita.
Yes, yeah. And the Vita.
Sorry, well, you did say Vita to start with. I'm quite excited for Qbert. I loved Qbert in the arcades back in the day. So I'm looking forward to playing that at the arcade club. You hated Qbert?
I despised Qbert. I did not care for Qbert.
I've never played it.
Ah, Daiquiri assistant.
What the hell is that? Greg's just been handed a beverage that looks like, I don't know, maybe you should question his marriage.
It's got whipped cream in the top.
No, don't question my marriage. My wife just handed me a strawberry daiquiri.
What? Okay. Do I know what that is? It's
basically a strawberry margarita, but instead of tequila, it uses rum.
Right. And is it whipped cream on the top?
She gave me a little whipped cream on the top.
Right. Well, there you go. Aren't we having a jolly good time today, Greg? Yes.
Oh, you know.
That's a pretty good week for like a month for free games, though. The Witness I haven't played. Syndicate is a fine Assassin's Creed game. Dead Space 2, arguably one of the best games of the last generation. Yeah. It's like up there, I would say. Mad Max is a fine game. Gets a bit boring after a while.
It's repetitive, isn't it? Yeah,
very repetitive. But I played it. Sounds like you played it as well, Mark.
Yeah, I finished it,
It was all right. I finished it as well. Mm. Sometimes repetitive doesn't always mean like a bad thing, does it? Because because it's repetitive, you kind of, well, I don't know, I just know what I'm doing. It's like comfort food after a while, isn't it? You just sort of switch it on and then just do something else, listen to a podcast. But The Witness, I'd be curious to play.
I've got that on PC. It was part of a Humble Bundle a few months ago. And the first few levels, you think, I'm easy at this, I'm getting good at this, I'm brainy. And then it throws some hard ones in, you think, fuck. You start going, oh no, what do I do here? But it's quite good, actually. I quite like it.
Yeah, I'll be curious.
I'm saying for our upcoming. See, this is our opportunity. Let's make the choices. What are our games with benefits for April going to be? So I'm thinking it should be The Witness.
Yeah, it's got to be The Witness, and then we can see who gets for Furthest as well.
Yep. Then maybe Trackmania Turbo. I think that will be more community friendly than Mad Max.
Yeah, we got that free on the Xbox recently, and it's quite good actually. I quite like it. So
all right, there we go. Set in stone for April: The Witness and Trackmania Turbo. Robin Tate will only be playing those games. Nothing else but that month of April. All right, where are we at? I guess we're supposed to be talking about what games we have been playing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So, Mike, again, being our guest, first and last day back on the podcast, let's talk about what you have been playing.
Yes, and I know you got this like little hint of excitement in your voice because you're like, oh, look at the game that he's put in there. Well, prepare to be disappointed, Greg, because I've been playing a game called A Way Out, which is like quite a a big deal, and it's the co-op game where mm-hmm. one person buys it and it can just gift it to another right. person and play it. And so I didn't buy it. My best man to be, Mr. Marsh, bought it, and he said, "Yes, I bought a way out. Let's play." I mean, great. And we booked it out because we're adults now. We have lives. He has like kids and a wife and a dog in that order. And right. and you know, he's building an extension. He's like a real man. And I've got, well, you know, PUBG. Right. And, and you know, so we blocked it out Wednesday night. Great. Put it in. And then what happens is I download the trial and he right. has the game. And then I load up the trial. He loads up the game and he invites me and I go into his game and it was authenticating or whatever it was. And then it was just an infinite loading screen forever and ever and ever. And we restarted the game. We restarted the Xbox. I switched the Xbox off at the plug, switched it back on. He did the same, took the internet out, took the internet back in, Googled it. Lots of people having similar problems. I don't know if it's solved now, but I couldn't play a minute of it, unfortunately.
That's a shame, because it was so hyped for the co-op side of this, wasn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. I'm sensing you don't have a real opinion about the game.
Well, I do. I fucking hate it at the moment. No, I don't. No, unfortunately, it's a bit of a troll putting it there, because I haven't played it. But I wanted to talk about that, the fact right. that... that it didn't work, and I'm guessing it's because the servers are full. It's a brand right. new game, blah blah blah.
I mean, if you think about it, the offer is pretty amazing. You know, buy the game yeah. because it's co-op dependent. Any of your friends can download the demo and play it with you.
It's pretty good, and I only know of one other game that did something similar, which was Far Cry 4. I think did something similar where you could play co-op with someone who hasn't bought the game or something weird, which is a coincidence because
oh yeah, you got a token. We're
also
going to
play. Yeah. We're also going to play Far Cry 5 together. I bought that, but I haven't played it yet. But I'm disappointed because I mean, me and Marsh love co-op games. It's our favorite thing to do. You know, we
right.
loved Halo. We went halves on the original Xbox. We got chucked out of a store in England called HMV for playing Halo for too long in the store. And then we went out, and I just got a car at the time, you know, and it was really exciting. We bought it from the paper and all this stuff. And we'd share the Xbox because we didn't have enough money to buy it like outright and all this stuff. And we loved Halo, absolutely loved it. Halo 2 and just any co-op game, even like mad ones like Saints Row, 50 Cent, Blind the Sand. We've always played co-op games together. So like this one is like, you know, perfect for us. So we were so disappointed that we didn't get a chance to play it. And we were just gutted. We were just gutted. And I was so gutted, I couldn't even bother to play PUBG. I was just like, whatever.
Wow.
Like, I was really like all day I was at work. And I was thinking like, oh, yes, can't wait to play Away Out tonight. It's going to be great. And it didn't work. And you're right, Greg. It is a cool thing that they're doing. And it'll probably work now if I tried it.
Hopefully.
Right. In a week or whatever, but it's disappointing, isn't it? You know, when like they hype it up and this is what it's meant to do, and then it doesn't do the thing that it's meant to do, and that's disappointing. Right.
Well, and also, you know, kind of adding to that frustration is you 100% cannot play this game without a co-op partner.
Yeah,
this is exactly. You have to have a co-op partner to play this game. You cannot play this solo.
I was even considering driving around his house. At this, like I was like, I used to drive around your house, and he doesn't live too far, but it was getting late. It was like I could just come around your house and play it, but you know, but like the sort of time had passed, his kids were in bed, he was getting tired, he got work, you know what I mean? And it's just like, you know, if I was 10 years younger, maybe it wouldn't be such a problem because we would have played the next night. But you know, we're in our 30s now, and life doesn't work out like that for us. So it is disappointing for me. Because I'm only disappointed because it looks so good. But has anybody else had a chance to play A Way Out? Or
no,
I'm not.
No.
No. Oh, well. But there you go. But I don't know. Do we? So that's all I got to say about A Way Out. I'm very disappointed that it didn't work. Do we round robin this, or do I just keep going?
We can just keep going. I mean, you only have the one other game to talk about, and unless you're going to say you have a solo chicken dinner on, you know, anything, I don't know if there's really anything to talk about.
Well,
Greg.
Yes, Mike, I'm excited.
I have a solo chicken dinner. On the Xbox.
Oh, okay. I was just going to ask if you did it on mobile.
No. On the Xbox. I did it all on the Xbox. And, I mean, I played PUBG today on the PC, and I came second, and it was ridiculously close. And I do feel like I've got this sort of, like, mental block when it comes to solo chicken dinner on PUBG on the PC. Because I had him. But the thing is, when you're second in PUBG and you lose, which I've done probably about 20 times now, that's not a joke. Like, I've probably been there so many times. And Fraser was being very nice to me and saying, you know, I wouldn't, because I kept on saying I'm shit at PUBG because I never got a chicken dinner. He's like, I wouldn't say you're shit. I think you've just got some sort of, like, sort of weird mental block because you're not bad. You know, I get chicken dinners in squads and duos. It's no problem. Right. But I just can't get it. And when you're second, and sometimes I've gone to bed just after I've lost, or even today when I came second, I was like, I was outside the circle a little bit, and I was like, the circle did more damage if I just had healed up. And you have 20/20 vision. Do you know what I mean? As soon as the game's over, you've got perfect vision of what you should have done, but I didn't do it. I got my solo chicken dinner on the Xbox. I was literally waiting. This is just before a way out, by the way. I was waiting for I was waiting for the game to download, the trial to download, and I played a game, and I was literally the first person to die. I was 99.
Oh, that's tough to do.
Right? And I know. That's an achievement.
It's almost as hard as a chicken dinner.
Yes. I jumped out very quickly and had a fist fight and died straight away. And I went, shall I have another one? I had another one. All right. And I won it. And it was in Pollyanna, which is the big town to the...
Right. Oh, we like that. We like the police station of a back, don't we, Greg?
Yeah. There's three flats in a kind of C shape. And it was very close. Right, the circle's very tight. And basically, it came down to there's a house, and it was in the circle, right? Just a one-story house, very small house, and there was two people in it. I know that because the fifth person ran in and died instantly, and I went, right, I'm not going to go in there. And there were two people out, and one of those people that was outside was me. I killed the other person outside, so now I know there's two people inside. And the only reason I won it is because I opened the door, didn't go in, and closed it. And they thought that somebody went in, right? So they panicked inside, and one came out in the balcony, killed him. The other one panicked. And honestly, if I didn't get that chicken dinner, I probably would have quit PUBG. It was laid out for me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't know where I was. He was point blank in front of me. It was like the perfect situation. And so I got a solo chicken dinner. I was pretty calm throughout as well. I think that's what it was. I wasn't really... You know, on the PC, when I get nervous, I get cold for some reason in my hands. Yeah.
I think because you wanted it so much as well, made it more elusive for you.
Because I wanted so on the Xbox, I was so honestly when I was maybe the when there was like three left, I was a bit like, oh, this is. But I've been there so many times.
Right.
Even when I get to top five, I'm like, well, here we go again. You know, I just don't even. I'm just gonna get shot in the head.
So when you won, did you just like have that moment of euphoria
I just went like that, and I took a picture, and I just went okay, and it felt like the pressure had gone a little bit of this whole thing that I've built for my. I realize I've done it to myself, really, but like this whole like Chinny getting a solo chicken. I've hyped it up, and I've sort of purposely did it just to for a bit of a laugh, but. You know, it's become a thing, and it calmed me down a little bit, and it put the pressure off, and I sort of felt like, oh, maybe I don't really need to change it anymore. But I got so close with the PC, and to be honest, I was watching through some of the clips that I've done because I'm making a video of all my second places for solo PUBG. I've got a folder of all my second places, and it's basically me hitting this microphone a lot, you know. And I realize how close I get sometimes. I forget how like hard it is to get second, and some of it's really bad luck. Some of it it's like there's nothing I could have done, you know. And some of it it's the ones where I know I could have done it, which is frustrating. But PUBG's PUBG. I still love it. I don't know. Are you still playing it, Greg?
Oh yeah, yeah. I did not actually play it this week. No. That was mostly due to my travel schedule. Yeah. But no, I still absolutely love PUBG. I find PUBG the intensity of the matches to me is rivaled by none.
Yeah, I think go on, Greg. Sorry.
No. It's such a different kind of intensity too. I know Fortnite is all the rage right now, and it's super popular, but it feels so different from Fortnite.
Yeah. I've got a goddaughter, Greg, that I don't see, but I should. But I went around and dropped her some Easter eggs, right? And because she's got like brothers and sisters and stuff, and I went around. It's my friend's daughter, and I went around. And I went, "Hey, Kira," and she was playing Fortnite. Right, that's what she was playing Fortnite. I was like, "Oh, you playing Fortnite?" She was like, "Yeah, I love it." And I was watching it, and I was like, "This looks good." Whose phone is that? Greg, you won't get that on any other show. I'm telling you. and she was loving it, and I was watching Fortnite, and it looks polished, it looks fun, you know, and it looks a bit different, if I'm honest, you know. This is me being fair. Like usually, I just say Fortnite's for babies. That's like me being like silly, but you know, when I look at Fortnite, I think it feels like a different game almost. It feels faster. It feels a little bit more lighthearted and all that sort of stuff. So I should give it a go. I feel like I should sort of give it a go. But at the moment, all I want to do is get a Silent Chicken on the PC. That's kind of all I want to do. It's one of those.
Congratulations for finally at least getting a solo chicken dinner.
On the Xbox, on easy mode. On yeah, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
Chicken dinner, still chicken dinner, Greg.
It is. It still tastes pretty damn good. All right. Kim.
Yes.
Let's slide over your way.
Well, we've already talked about Ratchet & Clank and Super Hot, so I can skip over those two. But I played a little Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, we can jump in on this. We've done this.
Yeah. I'm not a very good pirate. I'll just put that out there.
Okay, so let's just clear some air on Sea of Thieves real fast. Mm-hmm. Sea of Thieves, you know, they've talked about, yes, you can play this game by yourself. Mm-hmm. However, in fairness, I think this game is absolutely, you have to either be a two-person squad or in a four-person squad to actually get enjoyment out of Sea of Thieves. If you're playing this solo, you are likely going to have a less than fun time, especially if you see another ship. It becomes infinitely difficult. So that being said, if you were playing solo, Kim, I would surmise you've not had the best of times.
No. Let's see. I died three times. The first time I died was because I got bit by a snake and then a skeleton found me and killed me. Let me see. The second time I died, I don't even remember why. I blew myself up, I think. And then the third time I died, I finally got my ship away from the dock. You know, you got to put the sails down. Who knew?
Right.
And I made it to an island. And the next thing I know, I apparently got too close to the island and smacked my ship a little bit. I turned it around, not thinking anything about it. And when I turned it around, I'm sailing along in my little ship, and next thing I know, I'm underwater.
Yeah, I've got to the point now that every time I dock a place, an island, I always go down below to make sure there's no holes and no leaks.
Yeah, and next thing I know, so I'm seeing the island off in the distance, and I'm like, well, that's not too far, I can swim that.
No, sharks!
No, a shark come up, and it ate me. And I thought, you know what, I'm done with that. So a pirate's life is not for me, at least not by myself.
All right. I totally cannot disagree. Mm-hmm. I can see how that would be frustrating. I had the good fortune of playing this with Mark. So Mark and I banded together. We also had a four-person voyage with Robin and Steffi Business last Sunday, I think it was.
Yeah.
So we've had that multiplayer kind of experience. And I mean, in fairness, the multiplayer experience has been fun. It's much more realistic than I think a lot of people think it's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
In terms of the ship management. I mean, you know, we're talking about you are having to, you know, yes, you have to raise and lower your sails. Yes, you have to steer the ship, but you drop anchor. You have to position the sails. You have to, in terms of your cannons, when you're getting in a fight, you have to actually lead properly your shots. You can't just try and shoot directly at them. you know, wind currents play a huge role. If you are in rough sea, you can't just have your sails down full blast because your ship is going to take water on and you're likely going to sink.
In a heavy storm as well, with a lot of rain, you have to keep bailing your base of your ship out. Otherwise, you'll sink.
So it requires this coordination of players. And that's really, I think, what detracts it from a solo player experience. And also, I think from some people, they just didn't enjoy that aspect of it. But I think that is a big selling point from a kind of community fun, let's go dick around and be pirates kind of scenario. We had a blast yesterday, Mark. You and I, literally, we had an open sea battle with another tandem.
And it lasted days, isn't it?
An hour. Yeah. It had to have been an hour long. We are just going back and forth, trading shots, having just this epic sea fight. And finally, we peeled off. We both broke away from one another. We just kind of called it a draw. And then Mark and I kept sailing because we were trying to escape. And suddenly, the sea started turning red. And we're thinking the Kraken is coming.
We thought
so we're like
was
freaking out. Yeah. And suddenly we're seeing holes in our ship start popping up and water's coming on. And Mark and I are just panicked at this point. Plug the holes, bail the water. And we're running around like crazy trying to do all this. And just more and more holes keep popping up on the ship. We found out afterwards that when you reach the edge of the map, the ocean turns red. It's time to turn around. If you keep going, basically the game will sink your ship.
Yeah, it wasn't the Kraken at all.
Yeah, well, that's what happened. So, but it was just, I mean, we had a really fun time with it. I still wish and do hope that Rare does bring some kind of progression system into this, more than just trying to become a pirate legend. I don't think that really is enough to keep this game going long term. So I think they're going to have to address that at some point. I don't know if it's too late or not for the game. I mean, it's had a lot of heavy criticism. But I also know a lot of community members, when they've gone in and played the game with friends, it's been a fun experience. And to that, you know, that's what I say is, if you're going to play Sea of Thieves, don't play it alone. Play with somebody else. And embrace the pirate life. We had one ship that they, again, we got in this fight with them. They kept coming after us. And finally, we're just like, fuck it. Let's turn around. Let's engage them. Because we were kind of trying to do the,
one of the proper riddle quests.
Right.
But we knew that as soon as we sort of like anchored off the island, they'll just come and blow our ship to bits. So we had to do something.
Right. And then later on, actually, speaking of the riddle, we had this riddle quest. We figured out the island it was on. We're sailing to the island, and the whole time we're looking for that other ship we'd been fighting. They were still in the map somewhere, and we saw them in the far-off distance, and I wasn't sure if they were coming at us or not, so I'm telling Mark, put the ship to have an island in between us and them so they can't see us and where we're going. So you just start thinking kind of tactically like that, and I think that's one of the things I really like about the game. And then we started approaching the island where the riddle was that we were supposed to go find this treasure, and we noticed a ship was docked at the island. We're like, oh shit, there's people here. And so instead of engaging the ship, we brought our ship to the other side of the island because they weren't on their ship. We knew they were on the island. We had no idea where they were, but we bring the ship to the other side of the island and we docked on the back side of the island, and we jumped off. Found the treasure, and as we're getting back onto our ship, suddenly they appeared out on the beach where we were, and we just hightailed it out of there and got our treasure, cashed it in, and called it a night. But so yeah, Sea of Thieves, it is a fun co-op game.
Yeah,
100% in my eyes, I really enjoyed my experience with it. But again, I get the criticisms. I fully understand, and I do believe that Rare does need to do something with regards to progression. Yeah. Some more content. I really would love to see them add in some NPC players in terms of, they have the skeletons, but I would love to see some just NPC like galleons.
Yeah, because all the ships are real players of the moment. Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to see, just a galleon, kind of like a fort, but it's a ship, and you attack the ship to get the goods they're transporting. So I think that could be a fun addition. But again, that's me. I'm not a
Is there a goal?
No.
A goal.
Apart from getting your reputation up to being the pirate lord sort of thing. But basically, you each time you play, you're creating your own adventures. They've left it like open to do what you want, really.
But was it just to get treasure, basically?
What does the treasure get you?
It gets you gold, obviously, but you also get progression ranks for the gold hoarders, the merchants, and the mystic woman. When you get skull, kill the skeleton skulls, and take the skulls back. So you, there is a little bit of progression in that way because you're leveling up the three factions, the merchants. But as far as your leveling goes, there isn't any. And everything you get is cosmetic. So you can get a better-looking bucket to do the bailing out, a better-looking weapon, but it doesn't make any difference to the game. It's just cosmetic, which is a shame, really. It'd be good if a bucket would get rid of more water each as you level it up.
I know they're afraid of doing any kind of you know, loot that is going to impact the gameplay because they don't want it to be pay-to-win. So everything is again, cosmetic. You know, you can get a different pirate hat. You can get some different coats and shoes, whatever the case may be. But I just feel like this kind of game needs some kind of progression. You know, it's one of the things that's actually an attractive thing about PUBG, if you think about it. PUBG has a progression loop to it. You land with nothing. You scavenge for gear. You make yourself better with that gear. And by the end of the game, you know, it's your skill and the gear that you've gotten that's going to, you know, make or break your game for you. And then you start all over again. Yeah. So I almost wish in this game, every time you sessioned in, you basically started with nothing. And then as you are adventuring the seas, you find new gear and loot, and that helps your progression and becomes a stronger pirate. And then eventually, whenever you quit out or you die, you lose all that gear and start from scratch again. Maybe that could be the way they handle it.
Maybe. I've sort of kept my distance from Sea of Thieves a little bit, but you know, I look at it and it looks great, you know. And I hope that, like, in a year's time, it's still alive and, like, it's got, you know, I know there's meant to be a Kraken in it, but, like, you know, some other kind of crazy adventures that you can go on. I hope that in a year, like, we're still talking about it and they're still supporting it. Because I think they've created something pretty cool looking.
Yeah.
But, you know, from what I've heard, it's a bit shallow. But, you know, I hope that they add to it and Microsoft don't just drop it, you know, like a bad smell or whatever.
Yeah, if you look at games like Rainbow Six Siege, when that first came out, that got the same criticism, lack of content, lack of maps. And look at it now, it's one of the biggest games on Twitch and there's esports for it and everything. So, yeah, if Rare get bit, well, I know Rare are behind this because they've put so much into it. It's going to get the content, it's going to get the support, I'm really hoping. So, yeah, I think it's going to have legs. Hopefully. Maybe even a peg leg.
All right. So, anything else on Sea of Thieves, or should we move on?
No, no more. I did play some Monster Hunter World, though. So
okay.
I'm interested in this.
This is
like a game that's kind of up your alley, Kim.
I know, right? Which is why, you know, I got it.
Yeah.
Well, I had to go through, of course, the character creation, which still took me, like, 30 minutes, even though I swear she's just, like, some vacant-eyed, like, zombie-looking thing, but whatever. I don't know, I haven't got very far. I've, made my character, I've got to the little base on the new world that we're supposed to go to. I've seen dinosaurs with dragons, which is a little weird, but, you know what, that's okay, I'm digging it. So, you know, so far so good. I mean, I can't really say much because, like I said, I haven't done much. It's made by Capcom, so, you know, obviously it's a little, what do you want to call it, Japanese-y,
yeah, with huge swords. You're like a man with a big weapon.
You don't have to have the huge sword because right now I have a pair of, I don't know if they're daggers or what you want to call them, but it's not the huge gigantic because I didn't want that either. So yeah,
What's the progression like on it? Because you level up in this, don't you?
Yes. Yeah. But I haven't got that far. Like right, I said, okay. I've just created my character, got on the boat. I don't know if I'm spoiling anything or not, but I've got on the boat. The boat, of course, you get stranded. So then you've got to go across the island to get to your base where the explorers and all that is, the technicians and whatnot. See, I've never played Monster Hunter, so I don't exactly know what all is going on. this is new for me, but, you know, say you've got to, you know, you've got to avoid the animals for now because you don't really have any weapons. And I have an annoying, what is she called? Handler or something that goes along with it. Apparently she's supposed to be my partner, but I'm hoping soon she gets eaten by something because she's shrill and annoying. But I'm told she won't stick around long, so let's hope not.
Okay.
But yeah, as soon as I get a little further along in it, I'll let you know. But I'm kind of excited to see what happens. So
it looks fantastic. I'm watching the on-screen stuff right now.
Oh yeah, it looks really good.
I haven't really looked at Monster. Obviously, I know I've heard about it, and I knew about the 3DS one and all this sort of stuff. And I know that this one is meant to be like the most accessible, and a lot of Destiny players have moved on from.
Right.
Like, they went from Destiny to Destiny 2, didn't sort of take to Destiny 2, and then went to Monster Hunter because it sort of gives them that same itch, you know. But I'm looking at it now, and it looks like one hell of a polished game. And there is some Japanese-y stuff, you know, giant swords and all that sort of stuff. But I don't know. I mean, the animations look amazing. It's the first time I've really looked at it for a while.
Yeah, the Gamesman guys, they're big into this. They play a lot.
Mm.
And they're
that's the problem, isn't it? When you play with someone who's really into it,
yeah,
and you're like, "Whoa, slow down!" Like,
right,
just,
exactly.
Just what? How do I hit something? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And they're talking about, okay, you got to level up this, and then the charge and the crystals and orgones. Make sure you deploy your orgones. And you're like, what are you talking about? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
But, you know, it's that nonsense, isn't it? Like, people really want you to like something that they like, and you're like, blah, 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 blah. And so, make sure you level up the sacrolites. And you're like, listen, how do I jump? Let's start there.
How do I climb up this cliff? You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I'm surprised at how agile the character is, because I just thought it was like hacking stuff, but he's climbing trees, swinging off.
Oh, branches. Yeah.
All right. Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
Thumbs up for now?
For now. Hopefully I'll get to, you know, hunt some monsters soon, I hope.
All right, fair enough. Kim, real quickly, what are we drinking right now?
It is Jack Daniel's Down Home Punch.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
My sister-in-law gave them to me because she's, well, pregnant, and of course she can't drink, so I inherited. So,
God,
there's
God
not enough Jack Daniels in it, though. I'm a little disappointed, so.
You can always add.
I know, right? I'm going to have to, because there's just not enough. Of course, we don't want too much, or we'll have another Robin situation, so we don't want that.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on. Mark, you finished up Assassin's Creed Origins.
Yeah, finished it.
Did it end as good as it started for
it,
you?
It did, yeah. It was a great ending, and it was a great setup to the start of the Assassin's Creed Brotherhood, the actual Creed itself, the origin story to it, hence the name Assassin's Creed Origins. Really liked it. I loved how they introduced do you know the symbol? The sort of like triangle with the curvy bits on the bottom. I know how that started now, which is really cool. Mm. I ain't going to spoil it. You're going to have to play it. I know about the Brotherhood, the start of it, and it's just, it's so good. Because majority of the game, you're playing as a Magi, which is an Egyptian sort of like freedom fighter type thing. And you don't really call yourself an assassin and the Templars until right at the end. So, yeah, it's really good. And for those who liked the Desmond story in the first Assassin's Creed games, like I did, there is a link to that in the real world stuff, which is cool and interesting. So yeah, very good. I very enjoyed it.
Yeah. I was just going to bring that up, actually. One of our listeners, Mr. Miyagi, he had been commenting about he had been playing for an hour, and he was kind of lost. He was like, it doesn't feel like Assassin's Creed because there's nothing to modern day tie-ins. And I told him, just hang in there.
Yeah,
it is coming. It does tie into the modern day stuff, and you do get that loop back in, but it does take a while. It's a good, I think, hour and a half, 2 hours into the game before you actually have any kind of link back to modern day times.
Yeah, and I've said it time and time again, that 2 year break they had has made such a difference for me. Mm-hmm. I love the combat. A lot of people weren't sure about the combat at first, but I love the new combat system. It's more engaging. It's harder. It's not as easy. Like in the old Assassin's Creed, it was just a case of press Y to block, and then B to hit, and it was that all over, over and over and over
block
the
counter,
same.
Block
yeah,
counter, block counter.
But this is more tactical. I mean, you've got your bow and arrow, you've got different weapons. Near the end of the game, you get a sword which has got a unique ability, which is absolutely amazing. I'm not going to say where it is. You'll know when you get it. It's from a guy named Hepta, I think his name is. So when you get that sword, you know.
Dave. Shoots rainbows.
Yeah. Dave.
Yeah, Alfred. Yeah, absolutely amazing. I love the story. The voice acting is brilliant. The guy who's in this is nominated for a BAFTA in the Video Game Awards. So, yeah. Well worth a play. If you love the Assassin's Creed series like I do, you're going to love this game. If you don't like Assassin's Creed, I'd still say give us a go, because it's got the different elements now. It's got a mix of a bit of The Witcher in it, a bit of Skyrim, and all the other little bits
little,
of...
Little Dark Souls too.
Yeah, the combat, yeah. So well worth a play. And I've also started a new game, which came out this week. We've got a new game at last year. That is Far Cry 5.
Yes, we both have been dabbling.
Yeah.
Anybody else, Mike or Kim?
No, I've got it. I just haven't started it up yet. I've watched a bit of Duke playing it. Duke's been streaming it, and I've seen some bits and bobs.
Well, I love Far Cry series. Mainly 3 and 4. 2 was good, but annoying.
Primal.
Nah, I didn't mind it. I found that a bit repetitive and a bit of a drag towards the end, but I got that because it was on an Xbox sale. I think we got it for about £4.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, this game, and now I've got the Xbox One X with a 4K screen. It looks amazing. It is so beautiful to look at. I've not been to Montana. I've not been to America, but this looks quite authentic when you see it on the TV and everything. The animals in
what
this...
What you're seeing on screen, by the way, is not authentic to America.
No. That's what I imagine my honeymoon's going to be.
Yeah, you're going to end up in a cult. The animals in the game, I didn't expect one thing, which was a skunk. It came up to me and then turned its ass towards me and shot this green shit at me. And I was covered in green puffed cloud stuff, and it was funny. I'm going to shot the fucker. But yeah, there's bears in it, which are hard to kill. There's cougars. On screen now, there's a truck with mounted machine guns, which is part of an early story mission, which is cool. I love that vehicle. Once you've unlocked the vehicles, you can go to any shop and get that vehicle again. So yeah, the gameplay is great. The gunplay is just as good as 3 and 4. The story is brilliant. The voice acting is brilliant. It's a great opening sequence. Absolutely brilliant opening sequence.
So I wanted to talk about that real quickly. So the opening sequence is pretty intense.
Yeah.
It's very story heavy. And it needs to be
set the scene, though, I think. Yeah. They've done it right. It does. Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't complaining about that at all.
Yeah.
However, and this is, I don't know this from my own experience because I haven't got that far into the game yet, but my understanding is that the game kind of, it sets up for this really dark, heavy tone, and then it kind of deviates back out of it and kind of goes back into that more traditional Far Cry kind of fun, open world, do what you want to do, ridiculousness that it in a sense, kind of dilutes the story a little bit. And I don't know this, again, I'm just kind of re-quoting what I've heard from some other reviewers talking about the game. That was like kind of one of the knocks on the game. It is absolutely gorgeous, as Mark said. The gunplay feels good and fun. And that opening sequence was amazing. I really, really enjoyed the opening bits of the game. But I am curious to see if it does kind of fall back into some of those trappings of being more kind of zany fun as opposed to sticking with that really dark kind of ominous story that they allude to.
I'm about 5 hours in now, and I've done a couple of side missions as well as a couple of story missions, but I have heard people say it gets a bit samey and similar to how Far Cry 4 sort of like panned out, but I haven't got to that point yet. I'm still really enjoying it. There is a good jokey in-joke nod to themselves at the beginning. The tutorial bit is on a little island right bang in the middle to sort of get used to the controls and everything and the mechanics of the game. And one of the things you have to do is climb a tower. Now, as we all know, Ubisoft love their towers and everything. So you climb this tower, and then it comes over radio and says, well, you'll be pleased to know that's the last tower you'll have to climb in this... Well, not in this game, but in this scenario. So there's no more towers, thank God. But I thought it was quite a funny thing. Instead, now to uncover the map areas, I think you just drive around. and it unfogs.
Where you drive around. I think you also like get like maps from individuals. So my thing is it's a little more organic, which I like. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Some of the characters you meet are quite funny, and some of them are quite nasty and evil. They set dogs on you, do the enemies, which take a few bullets to put down, and you feel guilty then because it just lays on the floor going...
<Uh-oh>. All right.
I've found a rocket launcher now, which is a lot of fun. Well, rocket launcher
is the one you use on the dogs, Mark.
but one of the early weapons you get, you've only got one main weapon slot to start with. You can unlock it as a perk. The perks in this you get as leveling up and also for doing challenges. So you get progression perks quite quickly, and one of the perks is to unlock a second holster. So you can either have a machine gun, well, the AR-15 rifle or whatever, or a compound bow. And I went for the compound bow at first, because I've heard a lot of people say, oh, the rifle's got a lot of recoil and everything. And yeah, the bow is so good. I love that bow. And you can get a red dot sight for it later on. And it's so accurate and so satisfying. When you get a headshot, you see the burst of blood come out, and then they just stagger a bit and then fall to the ground. They don't just instantly drop it. The animation of it... the headshots is brilliant. Yeah, and Corzan's just said there's a flamethrower, which is fantastic as well. Yep.
And fire, actually. That's something to talk about. They do continue with the tradition of fire spreads. So I accidentally threw a Molotov cocktail at my feet, and to my chagrin, it spread out everywhere.
Yeah. I've not done it yet in Wildlands, but you said flying a helicopter in that is... one of the best in the game, in any video game.
I love the helicopter controls in Wildlands. Well,
I don't know if it's the same control system in this, but the helicopters in this are brilliant to control. They're easy to fly, they're maneuverable, and I really like it. So,
yeah, I will assume they are the same.
Yeah.
So Far Cry 5, it certainly is a good experience so far for both of us. Mm-hmm. It looks brilliant. I've heard nothing but good things about the co-op and the map editor. You have this crazy big map editor that you can do all kinds of things and draw in other creatures and enemy types from other games even into this. So, I'm kind of curious. I haven't dabbled in it yet, but I definitely want to check that out, at least to give it a look.
Have you unlocked any companions yet? Because in this game, you can unlock companions. You get specialist companions, which one of them is a dog, as you've seen on all the trailers and everything, so it's not a spoiler. But you can unlock fighters as well, soldiers and stuff, and you can control them like you can in Wildlands. You can give them orders to attack certain things or go to certain places and stay stealthy. So that's quite cool. The dog is called Boomer, and he's adorable. He's lovely.
Yeah. So, I think the one thing I wanted in Wildlands more than anything was the order to not talk.
Right.
just keep my AI from talking.
Just shut up.
All right, let's roll on, guys. Let's dive into. We got a little bit of news, not a lot, but a little bit.
Oh, hang on, that's me. Different computer.
Here is the fucking news.
All right, so it was a pretty slow news week, but we do have a couple stories. To the surprise of many, No Man's Sky is coming to the Xbox One.
What?
It's actually not that bad now, Mike. Now it's...
To many a people, though, the question of why was definitely there, too, in fairness to Mike. So they're bringing No Man's Sky to the Xbox One. I mean, let's face it, they're just trying to get this game out to as many as they can, and obviously their exclusivity deal ran its course with Sony. It will be launching with a big update, a content update that's also going to include an Xbox One X patch for HDR and 4K support for No Man's Sky. I'm vaguely curious. I don't know if I'm going to want to take a dive on this.
If it's the price I paid for it on the PlayStation, then I'd buy it, which was a tenner. I wouldn't want to pay any more. But it would be nice to play this game without the rendering and stutter problems what the PlayStation has, because the game is huge. And I think that's why it struggles a bit on the base PS4. I think the Pro might be better, but Yeah, it's a good game. I enjoyed it. The bit of time I had on it. Obviously, I bought it when after the last big update, but then now there's another new big update coming. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's basically exploring.
Do we know when this is coming? Did they give an actual date? I didn't see a date in the news. The news story I'd had.
It's probably like a year, is it? Like after the original timeout.
It said coming soon. So
when did the original come out? Like June, like last year or something?
I don't know. Over a year ago?
Yeah, I'd imagine like the exclusivity they had with PlayStation was a 12-month thing, and like, this would probably come out. I think it was E3 week. I'm sure
you're right. I believe you are correct, Mike.
Yes, so I reckon it's like a 12-month thing. So it'll probably come out about the same time. They need to make money from it.
They do need to make money from it. Hopefully, they will. Hopefully, it is improved and it delivers more on the promises that they were trying to give people. Any of you guys? I know, Mark, you said you had some quasi interest. Mike, Jim,
a little bit, maybe.
I've got a feeling that this will be free for one of these months, and then that's probably when I'll try it. I doubt I would part money for it.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Well, we shall see. I guess time will tell. All right. Some PUBG news.
What? Yes. Hello.
PUBG news.
Present.
Now you're talking.
They're going to be starting the Tiny Savage map on the PC test beta server next week.
Yes.
So this is their new 4x4 kilometer map. So basically, it's a
map's 8x8. So 8x8. So yeah, it's half the size of the other maps. There you go.
And it basically is trying to add a faster pace to it. I think this is in direct response to the success Fortnite has had, because its gameplay and its pacing is much faster, and it's also a smaller island as well.
I think this is good because people didn't like the desert map, you know.
Right, Miramar is heavily criticized.
Yeah, it's not a great map. I don't like it myself, but I think, you know, I'm not sure what it is. It's whether maybe you feel very exposed on the map.
That was the big knock on Miramar. It's desert, so you've got, you know, the golden sand everywhere. There's not a lot of cover on the map, except for certain towns. There certainly was a lot of cover there, but you know, when you're running along, you are very exposed. And even trees didn't really help disguise you, because you stood out against that desert background so much that it made it very easy to see somebody running in the distance.
I think the original map is just a bit more appealing anyway. It's a little bit more, you know, I don't know, just a little bit more sort of grounded, I suppose, than the desert map. I know it's greenery, it's nicer, you know, but I love the fact that they've made it smaller. I think it's a step in the right direction. It's changing the game in a way that doesn't drastically change it that much. You know, you still get the same PUBG, but it's faster, and it's basically like jumping into Pachinki every time there. I've been really interested in knowing what this is going to be like. I'm curious. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
So with the good news comes some potentially bad news. And I guess this depends upon how you look at this, but PUBG is now going to potentially consider region locking. They're going to be testing this out. Came out of, Brendan Green previously had, of course, promised that he was not going to do any kind of region locking. But a recent update on Steam basically said that the operating servers, that only players residing inside that region can connect and play. And it aims to provide a better gameplay experience, as it will improve network issues and help with linguistic barriers. So my hope on this is that they're just going to region lock China. lock China. Because honestly, if they region lock Europe and America, then that's going to prevent me from being able to play with the UK friends that we have.
I don't think they're going to do that.
I hope they don't.
They know for a fact that people across the world, not just England and not Britain and America, but like all over the place. But, you know, linguistic problems isn't a valid excuse, because in Europe, you connect to a Euro server. I can't speak French or German or, you know, miscellaneous languages that I just forgot. You know, right. Like there's loads of languages in Europe, so it can't be language regions. That's ridiculous. It's there's an ulterior motive, and you're probably right.
It's true, and it probably won't make hackers, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. If people want to hack it, they'll hack it. It doesn't.
That's true. That is very true.
Often doesn't make much of a difference.
Some Fortnite news. Fortnite wants to put dance in the game. So the free-to-play battle royale has become a cultural sensation. Obviously, we know this. We see a wide range of celebrities are now playing the game. We've seen a lot of professional sports players that are actually now mimicking the game's weird dances in real life. And so they're considering basically a contest for players to submit a video of their smooth moves. And the best one would be making it into Fortnite as a dance move for characters to emote. And that contest is going to go on until April 10th at basically 11:59 p.m. on April 10th. It doesn't say if it's Pacific or Eastern or wherever. So good luck. Mike, get your dance moves in.
Yeah, I've got many of them.
I've seen Mike dance on stage on EGX.
Thank you very
down
much.
Down in London, yeah. What was it? Dance Central, wasn't it? Yeah.
Dance Central.
Yeah. Out of a score of 10, what would you rate him?
0.3.
Ow. Sony is cutting the price on PSVR bundles. Sony announced it's going to knock a massive chunk off of the price of its console-powered VR headsets. The new starting price for the PlayStation VR will be $299 in the U.S., $299 in Europe, and $259 in the U.K. And if you're over in Japan, it's 34,980 yen. And that's basically down from $399 more or less across the board, or if you're in Europe, $349. Don't really care about the Japanese yen at this point. So, it's basically giving a nice price cut to the package. And the Doom VFR package, I guess, that was originally there was $400. So I don't know. It's about $50 or $100. I guess it's really $100 off the price tag. Anybody excited for VR?
No. The only game I play in VR really is Elite Dangerous, but it's too expensive for one game for me. Super Hot, I'd love to play in VR, but again, it's a lot of money just to play that game. I've heard a lot of bad things about Doom VFR. I've heard it's not very good.
Well, I think the biggest challenge with VR still to this day is there just aren't that many actual games. They're still calling them experiences. They're still smaller chunks. And I think that carries a bit of a negative connotation with it. But I know a lot of people are real pro VR. I'd be really curious to see what the listeners, have to say about that. I mean, if you have thoughts on VR, by all means, chime in, whether it be in the chat or, send us a tweet or send us an email and give us your thoughts on VR. But I know as we get older, our lives get more complicated, and VR definitely seems like something that is a little more challenging, and at least in my life, to bring in and think I could just escape into VR for an hour or two. And not neglect family, for lack of a better way to put it. It's just not going to happen in my life. I just couldn't do that. I couldn't just lock everybody out of my life for that period of time. Although I guess I do for the podcast. So,
yeah. My problem with VR is that it basically sticks you to the spot, and the only games that sort of do well is games where you're standing still. And there are games that do the holographic jump, I think Skyrim does that, and lots of other games, and I don't think that leads
Resident
to a very...
Resident Evil managed to do it well.
Yeah, there are exceptions, and I think, but like Resident Evil isn't a VR game, it's a game and a VR game. Do you know what I mean? It was made, and then VR was put onto it, whereas, these VR games, I could play Resident Evil without a VR. And people could argue, yeah, but it's so much more immersive. But that ain't worth the money, is it? That ain't going to be worth just like, oh, I can lean around a corner. Great. That's all my money going for that. A lot of VR games, you're stuck to the spot. It's a shooting gallery, or it's an RTS where you're placing things and you're God. And I can't really see beyond that Well, the only I think there's two games that I really want to play in VR, and that was Super Hot, and the other one was the Drunken Bar Fight game where you get to smash people up. I think that's the only other game that I want to play. And if you haven't heard what the game is, YouTube it. It's hilarious. You get to basically you're in a party, and you just get to punch people in the face and throw and pick them up and throw them off a balcony and stuff like a drunken bar fight. It's great, it's brilliant. Trust me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Out of all of us, you are the biggest drinker, so I get that. all right, but Mike, actually, it's a good thing you are on the show first and last time. Let's talk about the VG Hub meetup at the Arcade Club.
So, and I'm not just saying this because I'm on the show, but it is 10 years since me and Stu started podcasting together.
Yeah.
And oh my God, is this, what video is this? This isn't my video, is it?
Mark? This is the Arcade Club. This is a link Robin sent me. This is someone who's been to the Arcade, no, it's not one you've done. This is someone who's been and done a video on it. This is the new one in the new warehouse.
Yeah. Yes. So hopefully, the video that I make will be a little bit better than this one, but yeah, you get the idea.
but it won't come out until 2 years later.
Yes, that's true. On the 21st of April, we've decided to get together, 10 years of podcasting with each other, and we thought, why not? And the Arcade Club seems like a great place. So it's in Bury, just above Manchester, just below Ramsbottom, lol. And we're going to get together. There's people coming. There's Bongos coming. Mark, you're down.
That's yep, correct. I'm coming.
Your son. Your son is coming. My brother's coming. Sumu is coming. I'm just going to call people out. I think Step Chang's making it. He is now.
Antonio.
Antonio has made a.
He's got a long drive.
He's got his Guitar Hero on, and he actually. Right. I was streaming PUBG today, and he says, "Wouldn't it be good if you could play PUBG in front of an audience?" And I went, "That would be the worst. Like, stop. don't you dare." But he says, "Oh, that would be great." So yeah, it should be a good time, and it's the 21st of April, and everybody's welcome. It's £15 entry for two floors, and £5. One of the floors is for 18 plus, like it's like basically the violent games. You can bring your kid; they're £5 entry. We're not, you know, it's just the entry fee. We're not getting any money from it. Just turn up, and people have been emailing us saying, am I too old? Which is a question that I didn't think we'd get. No.
You're asking that question.
Never too old. Unless you're Greg. You're not,
no, because Bob does something. you're not too old. Don't be silly. It's absolutely fine. You can bring your child. You can bring your brother. You can bring your weird neighbor. Whatever you want to bring. And welcome.
Is there a too young?
A baby would be too young. But you know, you could probably pass the baby around, just get some childcare, and you enjoy yourself, and hopefully you get the baby back. But no, you know, it's just a good time. We had a good time last time. We did it about 2 years ago when there was in a smaller venue. We're also having a meal afterwards as well. Nothing massively planned there. I think there's a Frankie and Benny's or a Pizza Express Mark nearby, so that probably it'll have to do, but that's okay, you know. It's just a chance for us to get together and play some video games, and I think Stu and Bongo are doing some competitions, and I think Donkey Kong's there, and whoever can get the high score gets something. So there's a few things going on, but mainly come along, chat with everyone, meet some people that you've heard their voices for years, and meet some people that you've never known, and you've all got something in common, and it's a good time. Wouldn't you agree, Marcus?
Absolutely, yeah. I missed the last time you went to the Arcade Club.
I know
I'm,
you did.
I'm really excited for this.
You've been to other things.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, it's
I still think fun. Robin needs to bring the sumo suits.
maybe.
We might be bringing some beef. Jerky.
Yep. Bring some beef. All right.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's do some trivia.
Ooh.
The Overseas Connection presents the world famous, well, okay, not so famous, audio quiz.
Right, I've got an Easter special for you this week's audio quiz. An Easter surprise, and the surprise is it's nothing to do with Easter.
Shocker.
Nice.
Right. I've just remembered where I got the idea from, Greg. It was the meetup at the arcade club what gave me this inspiration. So I've got six sound clips from classic arcade games from the 20th century. So your 80s and your 90s machines.
Shit,
boy. I'm going to play each one. And it's for all of you. And the first one to shout your name to give me the answer gets a point.
Can I use my bell?
Yes, you can, Mike. Yes. And if you get it wrong, you're frozen out and the other two can have a guess. Okay. And then I have a bonus point afterwards. Yes?
Real quickly, point of clarification. If he buzzes in, like, right away, do you just stop the clip at that point?
Yes.
Okay, so you don't get to continue to play the clip. So be wary of early buzzing.
Yeah.
All right. Whatever, Greg.
Whatever, Mike.
So these are from proper cabinet arcade games. They may have console versions, they may not. But these are from the 80s and 90s. So your first sound clip is... The Looking Puzzles. Does anybody in the chat know?
Arcades.
You must have gone in the arcades when you were younger, Greg.
When he was 18.
I did, but...
Yes, Mike.
Is it on? Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know, but I'm going to guess.
Right.
Come on.
Okay.
I'm going to say Bubble Bobble.
Oh, my corrector Mundo didn't work. Hang on a minute. That's because I've paused the other one.
Corrector Mundo!
Right.
Yes, it is Bubble Bobble. Well done, Mike.
Yes. I played that on the Amiga, so that maybe... Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Never
right.
Played that.
Bonus point, Mike. What year did that come to the arcades?
Oh, my God.
Can we steal the bonus point?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, we'll see. Well, Mike gets first go because he got the thing.
Go. 88?
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Not quite, no.
No, okay.
Greg or Kim, anyone want to have a guess at it?
I'm going to say 1992.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on
Kim?
Your soul.
I think it was close to 88, Greg, so...
No, I have no idea.
It was 1986.
Yeah.
Oh. 1986 was the year. The year I left school.
Wow. I was one, Mark.
Yeah, I know you were. Feel old now. Right, okay. Are you ready for your second sound clip?
Yeah, I think so.
This might be a bit easier.
That's it. Oh.
It's Mike.
Greg.
Mike pressed his belt
first. I dinged. I don't know.
Yes.
Is it Castlevania? That's not even an arcade game.
Oh, God. Hang on.
I award you no points, and may God
have
mercy on
your soul.
Well,
not even an arcade game.
Right, you've frozen out, Mike, so...
Yep.
I don't know.
Greg.
Yep.
Ghouls and Goblins?
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
I was sure that was right, Greg.
I don't know how to get on with this. I don't want to give Kim a clue, because she's way out in the lead.
It's okay, I don't know what it is, so...
Let it play on.
Right, so I won't... You won't get a point for this, Kim, but the clue is you use a physical gun. Plastic gun.
No, I don't know.
House of the Dead 2.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. We have all the monsters and zombies coming at you and you have the guns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I vaguely remember that. I don't think I ever played it.
So
I'm just going to put this out there right now. I'm going to fail at this miserably.
Well, they get easier as they go along. Well, I've done the Doom.
The only games that I played were Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat.
This is open to anyone. First one to guess. What year did House of Dead 2 come to the arcades?
92.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Very smug you are, Mark.
Sorry?
1994.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on
Kim,
your soul.
Kim, do you fancy a stab at this?
I'm going to go with 90. What the hell?
I award
you're
you
all
no
too
points,
early.
And may God have mercy.
It was 1998. The first one
it
might have been...
It's 3D, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is 3D, yeah.
It's House of the Dead 2, remember? Yeah, 98.
Hell.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Right,
Mark.
Fingers on the buzzers. This is your third sound clip. If you get this wrong, Mike, you're in trouble.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's really scared me. I was just going to take a guess.
Go on.
Why? Is it Mortal Kombat?
Which one?
One.
I award you no points.
It's no! Have mercy on your soul. You're frozen out. Kim, Greg, anyone want to take a guess?
Greg. Mortal Kombat 2.
The Rest of Mundo.
Yes, he's Mortal Kombat 2.
So, is it the pit level? Is that the pit level?
I don't know. I just got it off YouTube. It said main theme. So Greg got that one. He gets first stab at the bonus point. What year did that one come out?
Oh, does he, Mark?
Yeah. I better add his point as well.
Mortal Kombat 2.
In the arcades, not
I'm going to say... Yeah, arcades. Sure. Sorry, I'm getting another daiquiri.
Drunkard.
Thank
you. I'm going to say 1995.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Anyone want to take a guess?
93.
96.
Oof.
All right, well, Kim is...
I award you no points... And may God have mercy on
you. And Mike gets...
The Rest of Mundo!
It was 1993. Well done, Mike.
Damn.
Redeem myself.
Yeah. Right. Are you ready for the next one?
Yep.
I think.
I'm doing quickly so far.
It's just coincidence that you mentioned both of you earlier.
Da 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 ba 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 Street Fighter 2 da ba ba ta Street Fighter 2
Direct the Mundo.
It is obviously after. And bonus point, Mike, what year?
Oh. 92.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
1993.
Ooh!
I award you no points, and may God have mercy
94.
On your soul.
Oh, Kim!
I award you
sit down!
And may God have mercy.
1991. 91.
Aye.
All right, the second to last one. And this is one of my all-time favourite arcade games. So if you know me well, you'll know what this is. But I don't think I've ever told you guys, so you're fucked. Here we go.
Well, thanks!
Oh my God, I know what this is, but I don't know.
I love this game. Go on, Greg.
Spy Hunter.
Yes! I love that game.
That was the one I knew.
Yeah. right, Greg, what year was that out?
Yeah.
Oh, Greg. That? Yeah. I'm going to say 1990.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
So open to the other two.
92?
Ooh.
I award you no points.
I played this as a young kid. Mercy on your soul.
I played it on the Nintendo, so that's how far ago that was.
Well, there was a Spy Hunter 2, wasn't there, on the PlayStation 2 and that. But... Any ideas, Mike?
I don't know. I've no idea.
Yes, for no points.
89.
Ooh, no.
I award you
it's
no
older
points,
than you, Mike.
And may God have mercy on you.
1983. Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow. The last one, which I think is the easiest sound clip, so get your fingers on your buzzers.
Pizza power!
With chameleon limbs and their tadpoles, and on the edge of your mind, that lives on.
not hearing much.
You're not hearing it? Let me turn it up a bit.
It started.
Let me just try. Right, I'll try again. Pizza power! I thought this would have been the easiest one. The same pizza power.
The audio is not coming through. That's the problem.
Is it not? Well, the others did, didn't we?
It's breaking up on us. So yeah, we're only hearing part of it. We hear the very beginning, and then it totally like gets jerked. Like
we get the gist of it, though. I think it's like.
Is it better if I lower it?
No.
But I can guess.
Go on, man. Have a guess.
Is it Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Which one?
In Time.
Yeah, Turtles in Time.
Correct the mundo.
Well done, Kim.
So well, from Nasty Throwdown, yes, in the chat, Nasty Throwdown is one that helped Kim out with that one.
Oh,
and
really?
And what year, Kim? What year was this out?
Oh fuck, I don't know.
Smart Alec.
92.
I award you no points. And may God have mercy on your soul.
I got that one. So I didn't even look. So I don't know.
Turtles in Time. I'm going to say... I'm going to say 94.
I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Any ideas, Mike?
What did Kim say?
92.
92. 91.
Correct the mundo.
It is 1991. Well done, Mike.
It was a guess.
Yep.
So Mike has more points than Nicole and Fraser, and leveled with Phil in one evening.
Well done.
Bam.
Although, in fairness, you did offer up more points.
Yeah,
than
yeah.
There
was yeah. Two
semantics,
four.
Greg.
Yeah, yeah, there was 10 points up for grabs.
Oh,
so.
Listen to that smack.
Yeah. So yeah, Kim's in the lead with 13 points. Yeah, Greg, you've gone up. You've gone up to second place with 6 points. Phil and Mike in joint third. Oh no. Robin has got 7 points, sorry, he's in second. Greg's in third with 6. And Phil and Mike with 4 points. And Nicole, poorly, with 1.
I'm probably never going to get more than 4. So I think.
Unless you sacrifice going on the Veteran Games and come back on here.
It's probably possible, to be honest.
Yes. All right. Let us move on. Mark, well done with the quiz. As always, brilliant. Enjoyed that. Don't ever do that again, though, by the way. Get off.
It'll be back to normal next week. I just want to do something different.
I was really looking forward, Mark, to like, oh, he's going to go through my games. He's going to like pick games. And I was like,
oh. No.
Nope.
All right, Kim. I know the list of games coming out this week is huge, so can we dive into this? Because it's going to take a while.
Just a little bit. Yes, our new releases for March 31st through April 6th are Pillars of Eternity 2 Deadfire for the PC on April 3rd. Hopefully that comes to the consoles as well. So, anyway.
I'm sure it will.
Well, and that's our new releases.
Yeah. There's not many, is there?
Huge, huge list. Huge.
Big list. Massive, I'm telling you.
Yeah. All right. I think we can go on to Victories Achieved. Mm-hmm. So, if you're not hip to knowing what Victories Achieved is, this basically is a contest we run every quarter. More or less, you finish a game. We want you to take a picture with your cell phone of your face and the game behind you. Ideally, something fun, something hip, strike a pose. And anyway, send that off to our Twitter, at @OC_podcast. Put in the hashtag Victory Achieved and let us know what game, of course, you beat. Because it's not always clear when we're looking at a list of credits. But yeah, that will get you entered into a contest. And the best part about this contest, it costs you nothing other than beating games to potentially win $20 on PSN, Xbox Live, or Steam. And of course, if you're over in the UK, we do the conversion for you. Just subtract 5. It's simple math. £15 to you over in the UK, and you can spend on whatever game you want. So that said, This last quarter, we have picked a winner, and that is Infected Psych. He won by completing the game Monster Hunter World, and he did that on the 18th of February. Sorry, 21st of February.
I've never won that picture.
Yeah, because Robin throws your name out of the hat every time you enter.
The good news, Mike, is now that you're no longer part of the podcast,
you might win now, yeah.
Show, you're now qualified to potentially win.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Hey, but listen, there are other people did complete more games. They are in the running for, I believe, last entries for this quarter. So basically all these people are losers. We've got Marcanix completed Assassin's Creed Origins.
Loser.
I rest my case. Not TQ finished Prey. Gunslinger X 1983 finished Trials of the Blood Dragon. Apparently, the real Defoe finished Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
Nice. John Mouse finished Painkiller, Hell, and Damnation.
Wow.
Danok TQ also finished The Evil Within.
Yeah.
Martin C 1984 finished Walking Dead Season 1.
Ooh.
My all time favorite Telltale game.
Yeah.
John Mouse finished A Way Out.
Well done.
But he's on the PlayStation though, so it might work on that.
And John's getting married a week before me.
Yeah, same venue. Place,
at the same place.
What a one-upper!
So you beat away out before me. You're getting married before me. What else? What else, John?
Mr. Miyagi, 1984, finished Assassin's Creed Revelations, and
terrible.
Rounding out
terrible game.
Our new listener Bobbins finished Wolfenstein. The New Colossus.
Mm, that's a good game.
That is a good game.
Bobbins.
So well done to everybody who just finished a game and got that victory achieved. And for that, you are rewarded with this to last in your ears for years to come. You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have a victory's achieved.
It's very uncomfortable, that sound clip.
I have to get the zone during that.
Just an uncomfortable sound. No one enjoys it. Not you, Greg. We don't.
Martin in the chat does. He loves that bit. It's his favorite bit of the show.
Everything.
All right. Let's wrap things up here. Let's put a bow on this podcast. If you want to be part of the conversation, we do broadcast weekly. It will be on twitch.tv/OC podcast, mixer.com/OC podcast. And of course, you can find us on YouTube, youtube.com/OverseasConnectionPodcast, all one giant word. It is at 9 p.m. in the UK. We got to update this. It's no longer, it's going to be 1 p.m. on the West Coast.
I thought I had updated it. I've updated the top part.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Anyway, figure it out. But it's on Sundays. The most important thing is, moving forward, we are going to be live on Sundays. If you used to watch other podcasts during that time slot, sacrifice them. They have replays of their podcasts. You can watch it later. We are on iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube, all of those places. Give us a review. We would love to hear from you. And, of course, we have lots of clubs because everybody loves a club. We've got clubs up the wazoo. On Xbox One, we have the OC Podcast Club. We have the OC Podcast Community on PS4. We have OC Podcast Group on Steam. And, of course, we would never be without a Discord group. We have the OC Podcast server on Discord. So join up. Yep, it is the future. Hang out. Check it out. And also, listen to this.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter. @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hodor. And hey, I know we had some questions. Yes, starting next week. So starting officially on I got to get to the right month now. It will be April 8th is when our first Sunday show will start. And in terms of play dates, the play dates will not be changing. We'll still have those on Sundays. It'll just be before the podcast. So it'll be fresh in our minds, and we'll be able to talk about all of that as we move forward. So that is it. Let's do some shout outs. Kim, why don't you start us out?
Alrighty, I'm going to shout out our shatters, and we've had a few in there tonight. We have Electrical Skateboard, Baron Funflower, Martin, RCGC, hello Sarah, Corazon, Hex Aurelius, Electric Maestro, and Nasty Throwdone, who I give half a point to because I cheated during the quiz, and thank you for giving me the answer. So, yeah, thanks for coming along. You know, you guys are always fun, and that's why we're doing this. It's for you guys. So, you know, I also want to shout out you guys because, you know, you're always fun. And, yeah, Mother Nature, you cow, quit with the snow already, for God's sake. I want to break out the shorts. Let's get this over with. Anyway, you will find me on Twitter and the Xbox and the PlayStation 4 at GamerGirl27 or the various things that it is. I won't go into that here. And how about you there, Mark?
Yeah, you can get me at Mark Alex on Twitter, and I am Mark Alex on all the gaming platforms. I want to shout out Mike for coming on tonight. It's been a while since the podcast with you, and it's been a pleasure. Mm-hmm. It's always fun. I want to shout out all the shatters tonight. We've had quite a few in there. A couple from YouTube as well popped in, mainly Nasty Throwdown, so it was good to see more people than just on the Twitches. And a big shout out to The Commander on Twitch. Now, The Commander used to be called, I think, Commander McHugh, and he was originally a streamer who streamed Elite Dangerous a lot. When I used to love Elite Dangerous, I used to watch him a lot. Now he plays a lot of games, and he's done a Sea of Thieves rap song to the theme music. So after the podcast, I will play that. I have his permission to play it. So enjoy the Sea of Thieves rap song by The Commander. How about you, Mike?
Well, I want to shout out you guys for letting me come on the show. It really does mean a lot. And all joking aside, I do think that, you know, your show is the best.
Quick, turn his camera off.
Of all, you know, and I don't mind that you've moved it at all, really. It's fine. And I wouldn't try and promote my show by holding up a sign on my phone. No. Thank you very much for getting me on. Yes, I still listen. And I feel like I'm still part of the show, even though I don't get let on anymore, and you purposely move it to avoid me. It's fine. It's fine that it clashes with our show. It's not a big problem at all. And it's just like, you know. No, thanks to all the gang at Overseas Connection. Make sure you keep it going. Someone's tickling Kim, I think. You know, just keep it going. It's a good show. I love it, and I don't know what I'd do without it. I'll probably be fine, to be honest. But it's a good show, and I like what you've done with it. I like the rotating hosts, and it's all good. Shout out to Bongo, who's been helping out with the meetup, which is on the 21st of April in Bury. If you want to find out, we've got a Facebook page. If you go to veterangamers.co.uk, you can find out more stuff there. And also, people that watch me on stream, quite a few people have been supporting me on my PUBG journey, even though I've still got the solo to go on the PC. Most people are very nice, and I've been working on some YouTube videos as well, so people have been good to watch those and big them up. But yeah, thank you very much for everyone for listening, and this is probably going to be my last Overseas Connection. Probably not, because sometimes we do record it on a different day. Very rare, but sometimes we do, right. So maybe I'll join it on them. But yes, so thank you very much, Greg, and best of luck to migrating the show to a Sunday. May the war begin.
Mad boob.
So thank you very much, Greg. It's over to you.
Mike, thank you for making the show first and last time. Really appreciate it. In all sincerity, I really do appreciate you making the show. Fuck you, and enjoy the rest of your night. Listeners, thank you, everybody in the chat. Love having the participation of the community. And we will continue that forward. We always want to make sure you guys are first and foremost in our hearts. That's why we put the chat literally in the middle of our podcast page. We want to make sure the community is all part of everything. Shout out to the other two on the podcast right now, Kim and Mark. Thank you both for making the show. I'm sorry I brought Mike on now, but you know, it's all good. Now, I love you guys all. Shout out to Gary DeFelice. We actually met up in New York. I glossed right over this. I didn't even talk about it, I think. But no, Gary and I actually were able to meet up in New York. He did not come up with the excuse of I have a toothache.
I'm going to say, were his teeth all right?
His teeth were fine. Gary actually not short and squat like I thought he was going to be. For some reason, I had a mental picture of Gary being a very short, squat, bald man. Turns out he's not short and squat. And, you know, that's all good. No, we had a really nice lunch, hung out together for a little while, and then he said, I am sick of you, and I'm going to leave. So he left, and I went about my way. But yeah, shout out to Gary. What else? Shout out to Robin, Phil, so glad your TV experience is finally.
Oh, he's had a right drama, hasn't he?
Right?
I'm hoping he's going to be on next week to tell us all
what's
about
happened?
That.
What's happened? Oh, is he just – I'll wait. I don't read group chats.
There's
is that a right saga getting a new TV?
I was really pleased when Phil joined the crew. I like Phil. He's got a nice voice.
Yeah, he's got a lovely deep voice.
Sometimes I just listen to reruns of the Virtual Pizza on my own and just listen to him just flicking on a light switch on and off.
So as long as that's all you're flicking.
Not since the operation, Mark. Come on. Wouldn't be funny. I have a framed picture of the Veteran Gamers cross stitch here. Wouldn't be funny if I planned it and sent a copy to Mark and looked like I passed it to him on the video and then he would just grab it from the top. That'd be great. Anyway.
No, so much for that. First and last show. Thanks, Mike. Thanks. Look.
You want to come to the Veteran Gamers? You get free tenors. There's one. That's why
You should support that event. Absolutely. Mike, well, before it actually happens, congratulations. 10 years. It's nothing to sneeze at. No. You guys have been podcasting for a long time, so super excited.
Money the Veteran Gamers make.
Really?
Sorry. Yeah, you're saying nice things.
No, you're putting Monopoly money up on the screen. It's ridiculous. It's
real.
Anyway.
It's real.
All right.
I hate them new notes. But fall out of your pocket so easy because they're so shiny and smooth.
Yeah. No, you take your phone out of your pocket. This is real talk now, Greg. You take your phone out of your pocket and because they're plastic notes, they just fall out.
I went to the petrol station the other day on the way to work. I got out of the car and then I filled up with petrol and then went to go in my pocket. No frigging money. I looked on the floor and there were two £10 notes on the floor. Luckily, they didn't blow away. But yeah, nearly
don't
lost
you
my... What?
Don't you put your money in a wallet?
Wallet? Nah. Not when you've got work, nah.
Most people do.
Nah. I don't like these new notes in wallets, neither, because they fly out of there.
It's just a coincidence.
It's not often I use...
Don't put it in a wallet. Yeah. That's not a British thing.
No. Nah. And it's not often I use cash anyway, so...
Right. Mike, are you done with your shameless plug?
No.
At least he's honest.
Someone asked him. Baron von Glor asked him about his mug.
Yeah, we got sent,
which he hasn't sent to Stu and Duke yet.
Correct. They're sitting right next to me. I haven't done anything about it.
Well done. All right, let's wrap this up. Let's close this out. Mark, you've got music to play. Yep. Rap song, I believe. Everybody, thank you for listening once again. Really appreciate it. Tune in next Sunday. Remember, 9 p.m. in the U.K., 1 p.m. on the West Coast. And honestly, let's face it, it's going to be 8:58 in the U.K., and it'll be 12:58 on the West Coast. And anywhere else in between, just 2 minutes earlier than the Veteran Gamers podcast, because we know how to do it right.
Yeah, that's true. Don't go to us. Ours is terrible. It's a terrible show.
All right, I'm going to play the Sea of Thieves song.
Do it.
Do it. Do it.
Thank you, everyone. Bye. 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 Bye.
Step aboard my ship and sail the Sea of Thieves.
Booty plundering keeps us
wandering, raiding forces, where the fun begins. PvP with sloops and galleons, trimming the sails, and we're reaching like stallions. Skull in the sky, yeah, your ship's gonna die, cause we're taking this sport, and you're all gonna cry like a chest of sorrow, a tear in your eye. We're loading up loot, and you're waving goodbye. Taking quests and finding chests, our crew is the best, we stick the rest. These fools detest our ship's prowess, when we're spying your ship far away from the nest. Our sniper's on target, yeah, we're in the market for treasure, just find us the island that mark it. I'm diving down deep and exploring the wrecks, shocking the water, about to get wrecked.
I don't care what fate has in store for me, as I step aboard my ship to sail the sea of thieves.
Our ship is decked out and our sails are black as the night. We are loaded and ready to fight. If you see us at port, then you better think twice, cause the pirates are naughty and seldomly nice.
We're strewing gold, our ranking is high. We got plenty of bottles, so don't even try. We're boss on the sail, yeah, the ship's gonna fly. So you're gonna go down in the blink of an eye.
Order of souls, orders of gold, missions from merchants and slices of soul. We finish the day ahead of the fold, a swig of the grog and the story is told. The deeds that we do will go down in the books. Our peg legs, our outfits, and shackies and hooks. We're legends of wave, you better believe. We're making our fortune on the sea of thieves.
I don't care what fate has in store for me, as I step aboard my ship to sail the sea of thieves.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. Stay tuned for some fun outtakes and bloopers. See you same time next week.
I've got a new sound effect for Nicole's Hear From You instead of a boing. Every week, Robin had this great idea that every week now we'll put a different sound effect at the end of it all.
It's good. I like it.
She don't like the boing.
Oh shit, Mike's on. I gotta go.
Oh, shit.
Oh god, we're in trouble now.
Wow.
We're in trouble now.
Wow. Share your screen. What? Hey. You're all excited, really.
It looks like
Kim's gonna get a head chopped.
Any minute now.
Yeah.
Hey!
Wait.
It was better before, Mike. Put it back.
Wait.
Wow. You've been following Robin's footsteps, haven't you? All the lights, studio lights.
This is Mike Wazowski, and he does this. He goes. I've got Duke made this for me. It's a cross stitch.
Okay. Nice.
Wow.
No one's making Overseas Connection cross stitches, are they?
No.
I'm not crafty enough, so no. You know.
So there you've got Master Chief.
Yeah.
You're not even looking, asshole.
Look how fucked up that is now. Look how wonky it is.
Oh, no.
Great.
How do you eat your cream egg, Mark?
I bite the top off. Okay. I lick all the insides out until there's just chocolate.
Serious?
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, Greg. Let me show you.
We should save this for the podcast.
Yes. Mike, what time do you guys actually podcast on Sundays?
Oh, come on, Greg.
I don't really care. But
nine.
Same time, we ain't going to be doing it.
Don't worry.
We're bringing the beef wars to you.
I've got something to say about that. Don't worry.
You want to start a minute early?
No, keep the awkward silence, Greg.
Okay.
Let's embrace it. Just stay.
Cuddling.
Just stay in the awkward silence. Oh my god. Jesus.
No, keep
Christ.
It going! It's gonna happen any moment, people.
Is it playing? Or do we pretend that
you guys will hear it.
Epic fail.
What a great song this is. This is brilliant.
Are we muted? We're just talking over all kinds of
shit. I'll edit this in anyway later. Hang on, I might better put it on for you. Can you hear it now?
You're not saying anything, Mark. It's more confusing when you don't talk.
I don't want to talk over it.
Oh, is it playing?
It's still playing, yeah. It's because it's on the PC.
Right.
Yeah, someone's put this is terrible. Yeah, well, take it with the commander. Yeah, they can hear it, yeah.
They can hear
it. It's nearly done now. There you go. It's done. Right, that's it. We're out. Bye, everyone.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, dear. That didn't go as planned.